Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
America.
As an African American becomes president.
It's like seeing my own color and believing that we can do stuff.
Huge crowds are gathering.
I just can't think of another place in the world I'd rather be than here.
While the whole world watches.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. We're overlooking the podium where Barack Obama will become president of the United States just under 4 hours from now. The stark white platform is framed by red, white, and blue bunting and surrounded by a ring of bulletproof glass. Mr. Obama will be looking out at a sea of bundled-up Americans. Those lucky and well-connected enough to have tickets will be just below the platform. Hundreds of thousands of others will be as far as the eye can see on the Great Washington Mall. They're all braving the frigid 19-degree temperature. Here's more on the historic scene in Washington from CBS's Dan Revive.
It's been crowded on the streets and on the National Mall for a few days, but today brings unprecedented crowds, says Washington City Administrator Dan Tangerlini.
As long as everyone comes with an extra load of patience and realizes that they're participating in history, I think we'll all get through this together and we'll have a great time. We're real excited about it.
Security officials say about 150 city blocks and over half a dozen bridges are closed to most traffic, mostly in case a quick evacuation is needed if some calamity occurs today.
In fact, this is the highest security we've ever seen in Washington. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
By just about anybody's count, this is the most extensive security attempt since 9/11. About 20,000 police officers will be involved, 4,000 from the city of Washington, 4,000 auxiliary people, and then they're bringing in agents and officers from around the country. Backing up the 20,000 cops, if you will, is another 16,500 thereabout National Guard and active duty troops.
This inaugural has brought people from every corner of America to be part of a unique moment.
History in the making, and I am so happy and proud to be a part of it.
I'm Barry Bagnato. The diversity Barack Obama represents is evident in the crowds here.
Just to see the unity among people,
says Brenda Finkel of Silver Spring, Maryland,
and the one unifying person.
Parents are sharing with children, Tommy DeQuino.
This is Colin, he's 9, and this is Christopher, he's 12.
I wanted to be down here because it is a very historic event.
Hillary Burrell and her friends came from Portland, Oregon, and are drinking in as much as they can.
Caffeine helps immensely.
So confident the nation would choose change, Pearlie Johnson bought her L.A. to D.C. flights before the election.
In September, we started planning because we knew it was going to happen. And we just stood in faith, yes.
The audacity of hope.
I'm Steve Kathan in Washington. The way Thomas Davis sees it, Barack Obama has a lot to do after taking the oath.
Trying to get this country back together to unite everybody.
And there's the economy and wars overseas, but the Atlanta man here with his family says there is a new feeling.
We're just going to have to create a word, you know, that's not in the dictionary to represent the feeling and, you know, the excitement that all this has caused.
The significance of today's events is perhaps felt most deeply by those who struggled so hard decades ago.
I cannot believe what I'm about to be a witness to.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis was a young civil rights activist who marched to Washington and the Lincoln Memorial in the summer of 1963.
I remember standing on those steps with Martin Luther King Jr. and hearing him say, I have a dream today, a dream deeply rooted in American dream. And the swearing in of Barack Obama is a major down payment on making that dream real.
And when he steps to the presidential podium for the first time, Barack Obama will confront today's challenges and the pressures of Inauguration Day history.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, top aides say that Mr. Obama won't borrow from the soaring rhetoric of the past. Today he will call for shared sacrifice to confront the staggering challenges ahead. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer sets the stage for the Obama speech.
Barack Obama, up until this point, when he's been called on to make a great speech, has generally done just that. I think you're going to hear a good speech. I think it'll be about bringing the country together.
It is 4:30 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Democratic leaders are in Washington for the inauguration today. State Dems hosted a celebration at a hotel for 1,000 people, even some Republicans that were there, including newly elected Congressman Mike Kaufman.
We are in this crisis altogether. These are not normal times. These are extraordinary times. And so if this president is not successful, America will not be successful.
Kaufman, talking to 9 News, was Colorado's Secretary of State. Other state leaders in D.C. for the inauguration include Governor Bill Ritter and Senators Udall and Salazar and Congressman and Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, saying there's a real feeling of unity in the nation's capital.
The whole sense of everyone coming together, that part of it, I think, is really going to come out and kind of that will sink in today.
Barack Obama will be sworn in as the nation's 44th president in just about 4 hours. Thick dust and strong wind causing a huge pileup on I-70 that killed 2 people.
It reminds me of footage I've seen from a Dust Bowl in the 20s and 30s. It's almost complete zero visibility at one point.
State Trooper David Hall says the crash happened yesterday afternoon near the town of Genoa, about 90 miles southeast of Denver. 8 passenger vehicles and 5 tractor trailers were involved, and 6 people were injured. It forced the closure of the interstate between Lyman and Burlington until last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building around Denver. No slow stretches, wrecks, or stalls to get in your way. Speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits on the Denver and Boulder highways as things do get up and running. Now, the winds that David was talking about earlier have calmed down on the eastern side of the High Country Drive and I-70 to and through Summit County, also looking good. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best and most affordable way to ski Summit County this season is Arapahoe Basin's Bonus Pass. For just $379, you get unlimited skiing at A-Basin plus 5 days at Keystone or Breckenridge. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
So, in other words, everybody in the country who does business with an undocumented worker, you believe, is one of the Three Stooges.
Actually, I would.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show.
So that would include you, sir, because if you've eaten lettuce, if you've had a grape this year, then, dude, you're one of the Stooges.
Fight me!
Are you Mo? Are you Curly? Are you Chimp? Who
no,
are you?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Mario Solis Marriage, afternoons at 4.
Which Stooge are you?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of a ruling class. Especially since I rule.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, we can, and we will. Good morning, 6:07, 7 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, going to be up to 72 under sunny skies. And you know something? I don't care if nobody calls for the next 3 hours. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's such a great day. It's such a great day. We've waited so long for this. Allow me to be partisan and tell you we have waited 8 long years for this. 8 hard, gloomy, long years. And we'll have complete inauguration coverage starting at 9. We'll have updates from CBS News throughout the morning. And we're just going to get it on this morning. Man, maybe we should just play party music all morning. John? What do you think?
Sounds good to me. What are you thinking?
I got to start it out man, with Night Train. My unofficial theme song.
The Night Train!
Yeah, all aboard the inauguration train. Goodbye, George Bush. Goodbye, Dick Cheney.
Miami, Florida.
See you, Dana. P.
Purina.
Atlanta, Georgia. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Goodbye, Kevin Martin. Goodbye to Laura Bush. Goodbye to Barney the dog. Ooh, that's one that sax, John. That's whale. History being made. Yeah! Blowing that reed. Do it! Only in America. Goodbye to waterboarding. See you later, Guantanamo. Oh!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Out of Iraq! Sanity in the Middle East. Restoring America's around the world.
Miami, Florida. Atlanta, Georgia. Raleigh, North Carolina. Washington, D.C. Fort Richmond, Virginia, Butte. Baltimore, Maryland.
And Denver, Colorado. And Colorado Springs.
And don't forget New Orleans, the home of the blues.
And Grand Junction.
Oh, yeah.
And Butler. And Longmont. And Boulder. Well, 12 minutes after 6 on AM 760, a progressive talk. Man, oh man, oh man. What a historic day this is today. And relief. Sunshine. The land of freedom. Just think. No more waterboarding. Because it's torture. Closing down Guantanamo. Because it's lack of due process. Finally, we have a government where the head of this government can not only speak, but the head of this government also respects the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And man, how can you not be happy about that? How can you not feel something about that? We're crossing an historic line today on a number of fronts. The first African-American president of this country. And we've got a lot of problems, but I feel like this is the man to get it done. He's got steely resolve. He's got intelligence. He's never shook by anything. This is the man. This is the moment. This is the hour. And all the other cliches you can think of. It's really true. and there's no place I'd rather be than to spend it with you. How many election days, how many Januaries have come, and we have felt let down, we have felt frustrated, we have felt cheated, we have felt bad. How many Januaries? John and I were sitting back talking about it. I can't remember a president that I've been this excited about since, well, I never can remember one. Now, Richard Nixon left office with a 27% approval rating. George W. Bush will leave with 22%. That's the lowest in modern history. I don't know. I've just never been this excited. John, you ever been this excited before?
Not for an outgoing president, no. And I asked you this morning, was it like this when Reagan was going or when Bush 41 was heading out?
No, not like this.
Yeah, I'm worst president ever. 61% of historians agree.
Not like this. I mean, right or wrong, and he's going to do things that are going to disappoint us. Because he's a man who has a steady hand on the tiller. And we're not always going to get what we want. I said this yesterday. But we're going in hopeful. And we're going in excited. And I don't remember ever being this excited about somebody going into the White House. I never remember this ever being this way. And thank God we're all alive to see this. To see this happen. It's true. And even if you didn't vote for Barack Obama, you got to be hopeful. Now's the time for us to unite, to stand together, and we're going to have complete convention coverage for you all morning long. Plus, we'll take your phone calls. Because this is your chance to go down in the record books and go down in history as making your comments about how you feel. Even if you don't feel that Barack Obama is the man to do it. Because we're going to have some division in that area. And we've had 28 years of it. Almost 29. And now we're going to have to reverse history. And we're going to have to reverse habits. And we're going to have to learn to come together. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk comes together with the traffic.
Jay, traffic is looking like it normally does. Southbound side of 25 filling up for us. First, around 104th Avenue, going to break loose after 84th and then bunch up again. But speed still in the 40s and 50s once you get closer to downtown around Park Avenue. Also building on 76, traveling westbound, beginning at 74th Avenue. And in Aurora, southbound 225, starting to see some increased volumes, but speed still pretty decent. Going to see more headlights, though, from Colfax down to Alameda. Your forecast, sunny and unusually warm.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better.
Walmart.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
As a $100 bill, I'm in high demand. People are always trying to get me away from you. But here's one way you can hold on to me and do your taxes. Just go to TurboTax.com. At TurboTax.com, you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. And I can stay right where you want me, in your pants. Pocket. Your pants pocket.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the Federal Free Edition at TurboTax.com.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. It's State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This morning show, Rocky's Autos. Support the people who support you. 63rd and Federal.
Okay, it's the new year. Make this the year you change your life. Make this the year you finally lose weight with Kytogenics. It reduces caloric intake, suppresses your appetite, and burns fat. Order now and get a free bottle. 800-300-DIET. Stop lying to yourself. You need help. And Kytogenics is just that help for you, me, my friends, and listeners. Just listen to some of them.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life. There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
So ask for the Tom Martino special today and get one bottle free.
All I have to say is try it and you'll see the magic.
800-300-DIET or on the web at 800-300-DIET.com.
I didn't change a thing. I just ate normally and the pounds just started coming off.
Call today for your free bottle, 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET.
Let's send this out to George W. Bush. Hey, W., this is for you, baby. Come on, shrub. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Sunny, high today, 72. All right, let's open up the phones at 303-713-7600. I don't think I've been this excited in my entire life. 303-713-7600. I feel real hope for this government. I feel real hope for this country. And yes, we can, and we have, and we did, and we will. We will turn things around here. We will make it happen. Now, it may not go on, it may not happen in 4 years. And, of course, people on the right, who are over on the other radio stations, they're already going crazy. They're already decrying what's happening. And they're screaming their rears off, as screaming white men do on those radio stations. I mean, they're just yelling their rears off. Well, I told you so. And just think about all this stuff. Barack Obama isn't a United States citizen. He was educated in a madrasa. I mean, how many other things, how many other smear jobs were out there that didn't work? And maybe you can look at it this way. Maybe you can look at it that Barack Obama and that you and I and that everybody who voted for him have rejected the old way of politics, which is to engage in these attacks and engage in these smears, because we're just not buying it. We didn't buy it during the general election. We're not buying it today. And how do all those people that launched all those smears, how do they all feel? Wouldn't you love to ask them truthfully? Hey, so making a big deal out of and playing over and over again, Barack the Magic Negro, what did that get you? It got you nothing. You know what? If Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all of these right-wing guys, Dennis Prager and the rest of them, if they're supposed to have so much sway on the dial, why is it that they struck out? That they failed, that the Mike Gallaghers of the world and the Mike Savages and the rest of these folks, where did they get? They didn't even get to first base. They didn't even get to first base. They could not stop the momentum that Barack Obama had achieved. Couldn't even get it stopped. 303-713-7600. Now, surely this time of the morning, I don't have to sit here and ask for calls. Yeah, how can you be up and breathing at 624 and not be jaked out of your mind? Here's Leslie in Denver. Leslie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I was going to say, you know why all those guys down the hall are, you said they were screaming their asses off or screaming their butts off?
Right.
It's because that's where they're talking through their ass.
They are. They're crazy. Man, they are just going at it about Barack this and Barack that. The latest talking point is that the inauguration and the festivities cost so much money.
Oh, yeah, and like George Bush, remember everyone was talking about his imperial coronation the last time?
Right, but you know, when you add up all the costs, his was the same or more.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, well,
that's our latest line of attack.
Yeah, well, they don't whine when it's them spending the money.
No, absolutely not. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Anyway, I was born on August 28th, 1963, the day that Martin Luther King had his I Have a Dream speech on the Lincoln Monument. And this is like, before I turned 50, not only do we have a black man as president, we have a black man whose father was African and whose name is not John Smith or Richard White, but Barack Hussein Obama. The only way he could be more the antithesis of the whole Bush regime is if he was a transgender lesbian, you know?
Well, the fact is that he represents what America is in 2009, which is truly a melting pot.
You know, the whole thing the neocons ran on was that they were patriotic Americans and their America was the real America. No, this America is the real America.
Yeah, I would agree. And now, see, it's going to be very interesting. I've said this in the last couple of days. It's going to be very interesting. They're the folks that would always complain that we prayed for failure in Iraq, that we wanted bad things to happen to the country so we could get political leverage. All right. Let's see these folks down the hall. Let's see these folks, these neocons. Let's see them exhibit the same kind of excitement. The same kind of excitement that we feel.
Exactly.
And praying for the country and that the country will do good.
And that we'll succeed and that we'll become what America used to be, that we will become the city on the hill, you know, that we will live up to our ideal.
Exactly. Boy, I'm getting emails from people, friends of mine that are scattered all across Europe and the Caribbean who are as excited as we are. They're as excited as we are. How long has it been since that's happened?
Since before 2001. You know, for the first time this century, I am not ashamed to say I'm an American. I'm proud. I mean, I'm not counting Clinton's last year because, you know, I didn't think about that thing. But since the first time since that chimp overthrew took over the office, I am truly proud to say I'm an American again. And I'm not ashamed of the people representing me in the world.
See, it shows that this country, that we can survive anything and that it works. Leslie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, too, Jay.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Here's Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, I applaud Leslie. She said it just right, you know. And I wanted to tell you, Jay, it makes me want to, start singing God Bless America again. I mean, I'm that proud. Hey, I wanted to ask you, did you catch that about Cheney? They're pulling out all the stops on the sympathy thing. The guy's in a wheelchair now.
Oh, I've heard all of this. The latest line of attack here a week or 2 weeks ago was to try to defend George W. Bush's record in office and Dick Cheney's record in office. And you want to know something? It's indefensible.
It totally is. Did you hear also, I just wanted to ask, I caught the news story this morning about the Cheney telling her secretary to destroy documents, and she went to a judge?
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I you know what? Let me tell you something. I will bet you, without getting conspiracy-minded, but I will bet you that the shredding machines in the various offices in the White House have been working overtime for the last 48 to 72 hours. And, well, you know something interesting? Where are those emails? We still don't have those emails.
Oh, I know it. I do think, though, that, and this, I just came to this conclusion that I do think that by them launching investigations or prosecutions against them, just trying to figure out how to do, go about it, will further Obama's agenda. You know, that, you know, in 6 months, people are going to kind of start to forget and be looking at him to make to find solutions. But if he can indict these dudes as crooks, I do think that the people would be a little more understanding that he needs more time.
You know the one thing I want to do?
Right.
I want to find out where all the missing money is.
Hey, do you know, I heard a figure the other day, Jay, is this totally out of, I heard a guy that said that there's $20 trillion, and that's with a T, missing from the Treasury Department. Is that wrong?
You know, I don't know about that part. Here's what I heard. One source said $145 billion. The other source said on top of that $145 billion, there was $50 billion missing, and there's probably more missing, and it's going to take us a while to straighten it out. Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right. Couple lines open at 303-713-7600. Where'd all the money go that was supposed to go to Iraq? It was supposed to go to reconstruction. Where's all that money? Who profited off this war? I think some of these questions have to be answered, and I think they will. All right, now we've got convention coverage for you all day long. Starting this early in the morning, we'll take more of your calls coming up, but starting this early in the morning with CBS News in Washington.
The inauguration of Barack Obama. I'm Steve Knight. The president-elect in just a few moments will attend services at St. John's Church across from the White House. He told CBS's Katie Couric about the public's expectations.
I think that they recognize that we're not going to magically eliminate some of the problems that we've had, but that we can make steady progress.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs tells the CBS Early Show that Mr. Obama cleared his schedule last weekend to work on his inaugural address.
He's very happy with it. He's, I think, more relieved that it all came out, that it's out of his head and onto paper.
Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS's Bob Fuss.
As the sun came up, it revealed an extraordinary sight. People packed onto the entire Washington Mall, stretching all the way from the Capitol to the Washington Monument. The platform just in front of me, where Barack Obama will take the oath of office, is all in readiness. The big leather seats, the bulletproof glass in place at the podium, the Bible used by Abraham Lincoln, which Obama will use when he takes the oath.
I'm Steve Knight, CBS News.
Oh, you mean he's going to swear in on a Bible? Why? Why? It's not going to be the Koran?
Oh.
Really? Let's ask Senator Pius about that, to explain that to us. 6:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. More of your calls coming up. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, we've got an early crash eastbound 6th Avenue at I-25. That is a normally busy spot, so we're going to see traffic build there. Already small backups around to Federal. Also southbound 25 getting really busy. Stop-and-go conditions up in Northland. Also heavy jams after I-70 approaching Spear Boulevard. Also gaining in southbound side of 225 in Aurora. First from Colfax to Alameda, again after Yosemite, once you're approaching the Tech Center. Also getting busy in on 270, traveling eastbound from York to Vasquez. The rest of the drive looking pretty good right now. No problems on C-470 or on I-70 or on the turnpike. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy with the possibility of breaking our record high of 70 degrees. Currently 36 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. a personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399. 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
The big phone and cable companies have been trying to snuff us out for some time, but instead we just keep getting stronger at Liberty Bell Telecom. Why? Because anything they can do, I can do cheaper and better. For example, the bundled telephone, TV, and internet service. We got them beat. With the new Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell, keep your own phone number, get real phone service, not over the internet, plus Dish Network and high-speed internet. We're talking about all the popular calling features, including voicemail and 100 channels of digital TV. Sorry, current Dish Network subscribers are not eligible. As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated with our perseverance, and they've warned me not to use their names in my ads, so all I can say is request the Better Bundle, the Freedom Bundle, and Comcast your vote for Liberty Bell. Better and cheaper. 303 Bundles. 303-286-3537 or on the net at 303bundles.com.
It's 303-713-7600. Historic day in America. Barack Obama will go from being president-elect to President Barack Obama. And we'll have all of the convention, listen to me, we'll have all of the inauguration coverage for you. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 72. Hey, the airwaves are yours this morning at 303-713-7600. How do you feel? How do you feel? Boy, Turk and I, we just can't control ourselves. We just can't control ourselves.
I mean, it's kind of like excited about two things. Excited about the worst president in the history of our country leaving, and then a guy who would bring us extreme hope and change. I mean, you know, who knows who else could have been elected this year that would give us this much optimism. But, you know, it's like I'm happy on two counts,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. To have people who respect the law coming in. Here's Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hallelujah, Jay.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I just got to say, this is like the Emancipation Proclamation for all of us in the United States.
I agree.
But the other thing is that I hear Senator Pius and haters kvetching about Obama's inauguration being $160 million and Bush was only $42 million. Well, guess what? You get what you pay for, and Bush was no bargain. That's all I got to say, bro.
Well, I'll tell you something. When you go add up all that was spent on the inauguration, the fact of the matter is that there's no way. There's no way. I mean, the media has made false allegations about this. And let me give you from Media Matters. Leading up to President-elect Barack Obama's swearing-in ceremony, several media outlets have advanced the claim that Obama's inauguration will cost significantly more than President Bush's 2005 inauguration, citing estimates ranging from $150 million to $170 million in total costs for Obama's inaugural events. The outlets have compared the purported total costs in 2009 to the approximate $42 million in private funds spent on Bush in 2005. However, these outlets omit the additional costs of security, transportation, and other expenses incurred by federal, state, and local governments in conjunction with the events in 2005. So they're not giving you a total picture of how much Bush's inauguration cost. And once again, these critics are not being in any way, shape, or form fair about what is going on here. What is going on here? They're not being fair. And they're continuing to sit here and they're continuing to lie. And for God's sakes, if there's any day that they should be open and honest, today's the day.
They're not going to do it, Jay, but that's okay, man. The country's going on the right. We haven't reached the mountaintop yet, like Martin Luther King said, but we're getting there.
We're headed up the hill, man.
We're headed up the hill.
All right, Bob.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You got it, pal.
Take care.
All right. And even I'll go for praising God, as much as an agnostic as I am. You know, if you look at Barack Obama's path to office, I'm willing to admit to you that there has to be a higher power out there. Not because I think this guy is Jesus, not because I think this guy is an idol, but because you look at what happened. He was destined to become president of the United States. Will he make mistakes? Yeah, yes, he will. Will he make people angry? Yes, he will. But you know what? I don't know about you, but that's the kind of leader I want. I want somebody who makes everybody angry. I want somebody who will do the right thing as opposed to giving in and doing the wrong thing. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you today?
Man, I can't even sit still.
Yeah, I definitely can't either. I'm really excited. Obama's been fully in. I think this is a great day for, you know, Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy. I mean, I'm really huge supporters of that whole little clan right there. And my question is, do you know if Obama selected Dennis Kucinich for anything? Because Dennis Kucinich was my pick. And then after, he pretty much got cut out of the race, Obama became my pick after him. But I was just curious if he picked anything for Dennis Kucinich.
No, not that I know of, but I will tell you this. I think that Barack Obama will hear what Dennis Kucinich has to say, just like he'll listen to anybody else, which is far different than the structure we've had over the last 8 years. You know, over the last 8 years, the various departments in the federal government, the FDA, the FCC, the SEC, the Interior Department, they have not implemented policy, nor have they been allowed to freely express themselves. Policy has come from the top down, and it hasn't worked. And I think that Barack Obama is the type of person who listens to everybody. And I think that if Dennis Kucinich says, hey, I want to come to the White House, and I want to talk to you, I don't think Barack Obama's going to turn him away.
Yeah, I definitely agree. He's definitely not like Bush. I mean, that's Bush, just him and Dick Cheney had a mind of their own, and they didn't care what anyone else said, and that was pretty much it. I mean, and I could understand what you mean as far as the war on terror. I remember you were saying basically, a lot of people I talk to, well, not a lot, but a few people I've talked to, you know, they believe that, for example, 9/11 was an inside job, and the only reason why they believe it is because, I mean, the war actually benefited Bush and as well as, you know, the government that they, you know, the way they handled it as far as, you know, taking away our civil rights, taking away our civil liberties as far as like, is it habeas corpus, I believe?
Oh, habeas corpus?
Habeas corpus. There we go. Yeah, them taking that away, I mean, they took that away. Like, I mean, who did it benefit? I mean, it never benefited us. It took away our rights. I mean, everything just became really, you know, beneficial towards them. I mean, it really wasn't. I mean, that's kind of the reason why a lot of people believe 9/11 was an inside job. I mean,
you know what brings that kind of stuff on? And you know what brings on part of the economy's problem? Is cynicism in government. And when you have cynicism in government and you have an overwhelming amount of people who don't believe what you tell them, and I think when you've got a president, an outgoing president with a 22% approval rating, if he tells you the sun is up, you're going to tell him that he's lying to you. Even if the sun might be up, you're not going to believe what he tells you. And that always spawns all kinds of conspiracy theories. Plus, nobody has consumer confidence. Nobody has confidence to invest in the market. Nobody has confidence in the future of the country. Now, at least, we're going to be able to have that confidence.
I definitely agree, Jay. I think Obama's going to bring a great change, and I hope he does. I mean, you know, just speaking of his record, I really hope that he becomes like a John F. Kennedy type. I mean, I'm young. I'm only 28, but I've done a lot of research on John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and I cannot believe how fantastic those people were, as well as Martin Luther King. I mean, they were great, great people for definitely civil rights and civil liberties. And
well, they tried to change this country, and you want to know something? Today proves that they were successful.
Exactly. Exactly. So I definitely agree. Thank you, Jay. You have a great day, and this is a great day.
Hey, John, rock on. It's going to be sunny out today. Let's enjoy every moment of it, man.
Definitely. Have a great day, Jay.
All right, John, thanks. It's our day. John, don't you feel like it's our day?
Feel like it's a hard day?
No, our day.
Our day, yes. I'm sorry. Was talking to Dr. Daddio. Yeah, it is our day. It is our day. After getting beaten up for, you know, the last 8 years, it's finally our turn.
Man. How can you sit still?
You know,
I'm just
I also talk to my mom. She calls me. She's like, what are you doing today after work? I'm like, I don't know yet. She's like, I want to celebrate. I came into work early. I want to leave work and celebrate.
Yeah, you know something? Had we thought this out a little closer, what we would have done is we would have had a gathering for all the listeners. That's what we would have done. But you know what? We got a gathering. It's an electronic gathering. And we can get together and we can celebrate. Here's Rosalie in Longmont. Rosalie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning. I'm not one to usually call in. I listen all the time. My husband and I listen to you as we go to pick up our granddaughter every morning. And I have to tell you, today I can't help it. I'm so excited. I feel like you say, it's a glorious, glorious day. And when I got up this morning, I said, you know what? I feel like a ton of bricks has just been lifted off of my shoulders. And I'm 60 years old, and I can't believe that I was 52 when this man was in office, and I've had to wait this long for him to leave. But it's from here on out, it's just a happy, happy, glorious time.
Boy, you know, we're living in history, and we should bask in every second of it.
You know, one of your other callers brought up JFK. I was, if I remember correctly, I was 12 years old when he and Nixon debated. And that's when I first got into politics, and it was so exciting. And of course, he was extremely handsome, and when you're that age, that certainly pops up. And I enjoyed him so much, and then the tragedy happened. And now I feel the way the other caller. I feel like we're back to that same time again, and I feel like today everyone's going to be going around smiling and happy, and we just have to keep it going.
I agree. And, you know, the other thing is you're a couple of years older than I am.
I figured that.
But do you ever remember, other than John F. Kennedy, do you ever remember any president holding office within your lifetime that you could get this excited about?
No, I don't, actually. I was excited. You know, I really did enjoy Clinton. You know, there were some things that went on and all that, but, you know, there's, that could go on forever, a conversation. But never have I felt the way I feel today. Never have I felt. And, you know, I'm here and I would love to be in Washington, D.C. I was in Denver, not inside, didn't get to see him, but I was outside in the excitement that you feel, and that's the same way I feel today, even though it'll be on television and maybe go out in town to one of the events that's happening. I walked into Starbucks this morning and I said to the person, isn't this exciting day? And he looked around and he goes, you know what? It sure is. And it's just, that's just the way it is. And I'm so excited. And I think, as you said, this man is going to listen to everyone. And that is something I have no doubt about.
Yeah, he's even reached out to John McCain, which I think is an excellent idea. Rosalie, enjoy every second of this.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Yeah, we got to enjoy every second of this. Every second. All right, let's check out traffic now with John Turk.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25, really full for you. Going to be stop and go, 120th down to 84th. Also bunching up downtown after I-70. Got a crash in the right shoulder, eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. Kind of causing some backups around Sheridan as you're trying to get out of Lakewood. Also got a small crash downtown involving an auto and a bike at 20th and Stout. Rest of the drive looking pretty good. No problems on 225 on C-470 or on 70 this morning. It is gaining on 270 traveling eastbound from York to Vasquez. Your forecast, sunny and unusually warm with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Choice is a good thing, especially at the freeway. Right now at Freeway Ford, get your choice of an 09 Focus or Ranger for just $10.9. That's a break.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
Want to learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs? Then join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, for a free seminar about how to create a solar community. Wednesday, January 21st at the Highlands Ranch East Ridge Rec Center at 7 p.m. Learn how to take control of energy costs with solar power and save up to 60% with Independent Power Systems free seminar. Go to solarips.com/event. That's solarips.com/event.
Hey, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
That are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yeah.
Stand up! Because, baby, this is our day. After the hour, sunny, high today, 72, inauguration day, 2009, and we'll have updates for you all morning, and then we'll be carrying the inauguration, special coverage starting at 9 this morning. 303-713-7600, your chance to participate in history and tell us exactly how you feel and what's going through your mind this morning. Here's Tim in Castle Rock. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey.
What a fantastic day.
I agree, man.
I had to take a Lunesta sleeping pill just to get to sleep last night.
Yeah, I know it. Me too. I was tossing and turning and just counting the minutes.
I needed a little help.
Absolutely.
Hey, is there going to be the Jumbotrons and the loudspeakers up at the state capitol so we can all join it at City Park, or is there going to be some place where we can gather the community to watch the inauguration?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I know there are parties planned all over town, because I've gotten some invitations to a few of them. But as far as people in the parks here, I don't, you know, that's a good question. We'll have to call and ask, but I really don't, I don't know about that. But I know in Washington, D.C., are you ready for this? They have 2 million people there.
When has that ever happened in human history?
I can't, for any president, I can't remember. I cannot remember 2 million people getting together for anybody being inaugurated.
I'll tell you something. I work in construction, and I'm willing to get into some big trouble today. I'm willing to drop my bags at 9 o'clock and go to watch the inauguration because nobody in my work, they don't understand how important this day is to me and to this country. And I'm willing to take my bags off and take a couple hours off and go watch something somewhere. So please, if you find any information, please let me know.
I will for sure, and I'll tell you something. You won't be the only one who'll be watching that baby. We're all going to be watching it. And I don't know how I'm going to keep him from having tears in my eyes.
Me as well.
Tim?
Thank you so much.
Hey, revel in every second of it, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, Jay, you know, I've called this show many, many times. You and I have had our disagreements over some things, but without you and people like John, and let's take our hats off to the person who owns this radio station or whoever they are for giving our voice in America a chance as opposed to those idiots over at KOA. And we did it. We worked hard. We got it. This is the fruit of our labor. Let's enjoy today, but let's make sure we remember the people that brought us to this point in history are out there trying to, you know, they're selling their deal, and we can't give up. Got to keep working.
Nope, you're right about that, and I'll tell you something. This belongs to all of us, who went door to door, to all of us who made phone calls, to all of us who voted, to everybody in this country who was involved in this in one way or the other. This is for us, it's for everybody, it's for America, and this is the beginning of a new day. And you're right, we're going to have tolerance, we're going to have perseverance, but I think we're a great country, and we can do it, and we got a man leading us who's going to be a great president.
Well, I just want to say thanks for everything, Jay, you've done for our side of the argument, and we couldn't do it without people like you, so have a good day.
Don, thank you, man, and call up and we can spar some more.
Okay.
All right, Don, thanks. And that's the American way, is to spar and discuss ideas. And Barack Obama has said this, that he doesn't care where the ideas come from, just throw them out on the table. Throw them out on the table. This man will consider everything. He called John McCain the other day. This is what America is really about. All right, the celebration continues here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We have more inauguration coverage for you coming up at the top of the hour, and then more of your phone calls as we party together here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office. Or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on the west front of the U.S. Capitol, where in just 3 hours, Barack Obama will take the oath of office as America's 44th president. The view he will have is extraordinary. The entire mall, all the way to the Washington Monument, filled with people. An unprecedented inaugural crowd.
History in the making, and I am so happy and proud to be a part of it.
They've come from all over America for this historic event. Correspondent Barry Bagnato has been talking with them.
I wanted to be a part of history.
Rosalind Myers says, born in Pittsburgh, now in the Maryland suburbs, she looks around at the crowds here and feels change in the air.
The promise of hope is just overwhelming to me, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be a part of it.
By volunteering to help with the festivities here, she says she's trying to be a model for her children.
There is enormous anticipation, not just for the swearing-in of this new young president, but for what he is going to say. Incoming White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs on the inaugural address.
He's very happy with it. He's, I think, more relieved that it all came out, that it's out of his head and onto paper.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer covers the White House and has more on today's transfer of power.
The current and former presidents call it the moment, the time Barack Obama will realize he is the president. They say it could happen when he walks into the Oval Office, or maybe sooner when he takes the oath, or here's this played in his honor for the first time. Hail to the Chief first hailed the arrival of John Quincy Adams in 1828, and just after noon today it will honor Barack Obama.
Mr. Obama is attending services at St. John's Episcopal Church right across from the White House, a tradition for incoming presidents before coming here to take the oath. I'm Bob Buss, live on the west front of the Capitol. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
The U.S. Airways plane that went into the Hudson last week had an engine compressor failure 2 days before. Steve Jeffries was on that flight, one that also took off from New York's LaGuardia.
The pilot, he called it a compressor stall. He said it was not very common. It's something that they can kind of look up and fix.
They did, and that flight did make it to North Carolina. Now, federal safety officials want to get that pilot's story. The U.S. Airways flight crew from last Thursday, including Captain Sully Sullenberger, will be guests at the inauguration today. The 150 passengers who survived the ditching have received $5,000 apiece to cover replacement of their lost luggage. Chrysler got $4 billion in government bailout money, but some analysts wondered if the company could survive the year. Now there's a deal, a non-binding agreement between Chrysler and Fiat. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Chrysler says the deal will help it return to the viability that the federal government requires. Chrysler gets an injection of product from Fiat, as well as help developing its own products and a much-needed international channel to distribute those products around the world. Fiat, in return, gets a 35% stake in Chrysler. This agreement still needs federal regulatory approval.
Wall Street S&P futures down 10. This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I design and sell my very own line of baby clothes. When I started my business, I knew how to make the baby clothes, but I didn't really know the business side of things. And it became very clear that I needed help. So I'd heard about Intuit QuickBooks. You know, that small business software, and thought, that's just what I need. Then I saw I could try it for free, and you know what? It's been great. Totally easy to use. And it's helped me avoid a lot of growing pains.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. 3 hours from the inauguration of the country's 44th president, Barack Obama, but they've already been celebrating in the nation's capital. Nearly 1,000 people in Washington turned out for an inauguration party put on by Coloradans last night. Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk says it was an opportunity to celebrate all the work Colorado Democrats did last year, including hosting the Democratic National Convention.
We've all worked really, really hard for nothing, most of us, but just because we believed in what we could do.
Walk talking to 9 News. Guests included Colorado Governor Bill Ritter, Senators Udall and Salazar, and other state political leaders. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper.
It's actually kind of like as if you were going to the wedding of an old friend you thought would never get married.
Hickenlooper admitting this morning he was out late last night. Both directions of Interstate 70 are open now between Lyman and Burlington. A multi-vehicle crash killed 2 people and injured several others yesterday afternoon. The State Patrol says the pileup involved 8 passenger vehicles and 5 tractor trailers. Officials believe a dust storm triggered the collisions. This man was caught in it and says visibility was very low.
On 70 was probably, I would guess, a mile and a half, and I'm a private pilot, so I'm used to determining visibility.
Both directions of the interstate were closed over an 80-mile stretch of highway until crews could clear that wreckage overnight. Sports: Nuggets fall to Houston, 115-113. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building on I-25 between 120th and 84th. In fact, speeds are going to drop into the teens in spots. We'll then slow again downtown. It's also going to be a crowded ride on 225 after you're making that Parker curve up towards DTC. There's a rollover accident on I-85 near Happy Canyon. It's completely shut down the road between Castle Rock and C-470. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for a complimentary 25-point inspection. Get the right service at the right price by the right people.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
You are absolutely right.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Available to you digitally at am760.net. Send us your emails. Hang out with us. No, I have no blog, but I am on Twitter. I deleted my blog. I stopped it. But John wants to know why?
Well, I'm not the only one, but yeah, why?
I don't know, man. It's really hard to keep that thing up. It's hard to put something there every day. Maybe I'll start another one.
Well, you don't have to put something there every day in order to stay up, do you?
No, but you should.
Because Stacy's blog is still up. I don't think she's entered anything in there in months.
Yeah, maybe I'll start another one. This will make like the fourth one I've started. Of course, one of them I got kicked off. For posting somebody's personal information who is... You know something that's really weird about this business? What's really weird about this business is people who call up and or people who send emails, and they claim they hate you, but yet they listen to every little thing you do. All right, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7, and it's celebration day today. We'll have complete coverage of the inaugural for you, and a special coverage kicks off at 9 a.m. this morning. Sunny today, high of 72. If you want to revel with the rest of us, 303-713-7600. One thing I do want to throw out. Early in the election process, a conservative friend of mine said with a heavy dose of sarcasm, he said, well, Barack Obama, your little idol. And I was thinking about this during the news. You know, I don't idolize Barack Obama. Do you idolize him? I don't idolize him. As a matter of fact, I have few people I idolize left in my life. And maybe that comes when you grow older. But I do. I have few people that I idolize. I mean, I realize that Barack Obama is a human being, that he's going to mess things up from on occasion, that we have a long road ahead of us and a very, very tough road to go. And the guy's not perfect because nobody's perfect. But he inspires a lot of hope, and it's been a long time since this country has had this kind of hope. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since even conservatives. And I'm not talking about the talking heads, the conservative chattering class. I'm talking about the everyday conservatives. Even they've said, hey, I'm excited about this guy. I'm excited about what he can possibly do. And that says something right there. And the fact that he calls John McCain, the fact that he's in touch with Lindsey Graham, the fact that he says all ideas should be placed on the table. He wants to draw from the brightest and the best in this country.
Didn't he say that John McCain, was this yesterday, that John McCain was one of the most patriotic people he's ever met? Or that
yep.
he knew? Yeah, I mean, did he need to say that? Probably not. But yeah, it just shows kind of what he's all about, you know?
Yeah, bringing people together. Because if we're gonna take on what the things that really matter in this country, we're going to have a healthy dose of that. I mean, we've got a president of the United States that's leaving with a 22% approval rating. That's lower than Richard Nixon during Watergate, who was a 27. Also, the fact that Barack Obama is being nominated today, what does it say about the conservative chattering classes, the talk show hosts, the Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Savages, all those guys? They couldn't stop this man. Does that bring into question their effectiveness? Or am I the only one who thinks about that? That maybe those radio stations that carry nothing but conservatives from sunup to sundown ought to start having thoughts about inclusiveness for a change and putting on various points of view instead of everybody runs reassurance radio. That's why I wouldn't mind hearing from some conservatives this morning at 303-713-7600 and hear what you have to say. Here's Shelby in Fort Collins. Shelby, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm great.
You know, I was thinking about this as I was waiting. The perfect phrase to kind of sum up today, and I'm not very religious, but, you know, it kind of fits. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I am beyond excited. I'm 21. I am of mixed race. My mother is white. My father is black, just like Barack Obama. And, you know, growing up, I didn't really have anyone to look up to who, you know, I could identify with that, you know, went through the same things that I went through.
Right.
And now, you know, on the night of the election, I was talking to my mom and said, Mom, you used to tell me that I could be whatever I wanted to be. And I didn't believe you. I just threw it out as something, you know, parents say. And that night, I finally believed her. Because we have a person who is in office who is going to do real good and make the changes that this country needs. And, you know, he's a mixed race. He is the product of what this country, you know, stands for, of inclusiveness and
diversity.
And diversity. I mean, I can now tell my children, because I'm newly married, my husband is white, and when we decide to have kids, I can, you know, point out to them, yeah, look at Barack Obama. You can, you know, be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, when you're older, when you're older. Mm-hmm. That's not such an important point. But when you're younger, when you're younger, particularly when you're in grade school and you're a teenager, this kind of thing is very, very important because you have to have people in life that you look up to. Now, naturally, you should look up to your parents.
Oh, and I do.
But there's got to be people outside the home who you look up to.
Right, and not just the celebrities, because, yes, there are the mixed-race celebrities, like, you know, Halle Berry comes to mind as someone who's openly, you know, talks about the fact that they are mixed and what it was like for them growing up. But, you know, now it's Barack Obama who, you know, I'm just in awe, and I'm so excited. I'm so glad that this happened, you know, in my generation, because my mom, she didn't believe it would ever happen in her lifetime.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I didn't either.
You know, and for a while I didn't either. And then when I started to read up about him and I started to really pay attention to what he was doing and what was going on with this election, this is the first election I've ever voted in. And I got really excited because I said, this guy is going to do it. And, you know, here we are.
And he did. And he did.
20th.
He did.
2009.
You know, there's only one person I knew of that was that said it was going to happen. He's been on this show before. And that's Bill Cameron, who covers City Hall and state politics for my old radio station, WLS in Chicago. And he said from the very beginning that Obama was going to go all the way. And he's the only person I know of in my circle of friends. I'm talking about early on now. I'm talking about when he declared in Springfield, Illinois. He said he was going to go all the way. And I have to tell you, I never thought I'd live long enough. I never thought I would see it in my lifetime. And you and I both have seen it in our lifetimes. And this is a historic day. And in this country, yes, given the proper tools, you can do anything you want to do.
Which, you know, is such a great message to send to today's youth.
Yep.
For the longest time, I mean, I had lost faith in our government. I was 13 when Bush was elected the first time. And you know, I completely understood the gravity of it all. And now, you know, I've gained my faith back in our government and in our country, and I'm very excited for this.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Right. You know what? I think we all are, because I think we can all have a large degree of trust, which we haven't been able to have over the last 8 years. Shelby, thank you. I appreciate the call, and celebrate every second of it.
I will try. I have classes today, but I will do my best.
Okay. Well, celebrate with your friends.
I will. Have a good day, Jay.
All right, you too.
Goodbye.
All right, 303-713-7600, two lines open as we celebrate, and I mean we celebrate and we party hard. 717, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk, parties with traffic.
Jay, we got a closure of Highway 85 in Castle Rock around Happy Canyon. Had a rollover there, so you're probably going to have to use I-25 as a detour if you normally use 85 there between Littleton and Sedalia and Castle Rock. Also got southbound jams on 25 from 120th down to 84 speeds in the teens and 20s there. Going to break loose a little bit for you, but also going to bunch up around I-70. Southbound 225 also stop and go. Parker Road down to the Tech Center. I'm also seeing increased traffic on eastbound C-470 now from Wadsworth to Santa Fe, again from Broadway up to around Quebec. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
This is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh my goodness, man, would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
Here, 7:21 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today 72, 303-713-7600. Get in on the phones. Let's participate and let's get together with our electronic party this morning. We have full inaugural coverage all morning long, and in-depth inaugural coverage starting at 9 a.m. this morning. A handful of anti-Obama protests, mostly centered on the abortion issue, were planned for Inauguration Day, but this year's actions are expected to be notably mild compared, for example, with the 1973 raucous anti-Vietnam War demonstrations aimed at Richard Nixon, or the angry shouts of Hail to the Thief in 2001 after Bush's disputed victory over Al Gore. The Reverend Tim Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition, said his group would carry anti-abortion banners near the swearing-in. We want to send a clear message to President Obama from day one. From the very moment you're sworn in, the pro-life community will be there. Obama, who favors abortion rights, has muted some of the criticism by choosing evangelical pastor Rick Warren to give the invocation at today's ceremony. Members of the Save the Darfur Coalition plans to circulate petitions near inaugural events urging Obama to act on the crisis in war-torn Sudan. Can't the anti choice people, can't they just relax for one day? Can't they? Please? Thank you. Louise in Greeley. Louise, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, two things. First off, I'm married to a very, very conservative liberal, or he's conservative, very conservative Presbyterian. Anyway, and I have had the chance to grow up in the California area, so I have mixed emotions about today. However, a lot of people don't understand that, one, it doesn't take one man to destroy a country or turn it around. You know, there's the judicial system, the whole bit. So we have to look at just that also. The president's there, but he's got a lot of people behind him that will make this country a success or a failure.
Well, I think he's picked the right people, but as far as people who helped put the country where it is, I think you can lay the blame on 28 years of supply-side economics, and you can name most of what has gone on in cooperation between the executive and the congressional branch up until 1996. The GOP has controlled the majority of it.
That's right. But also, we the people got to stop taking and letting those blinders keep us focused on one way. We need to look at all ways. So anyway, that comes to our bailout. Why hasn't anybody taken a look at it, the American people, and said, hey, why don't we give them the conservatives here, $25,000 every United States citizen to help bail out the country. You guys turn around and you buy a new house. You put a down payment on a house. You buy a car. You go buy a new TV or computer or food or put it in the bank.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea, but I think the better solution would be, number one, and Barack Obama has talked about this, and so have members of Congress, that you've got to stop the home foreclosures that are going on, and you've got to step in and renegotiate some of these high-chance loans to enable to keep people to stay in their houses. That's the number one priority. And then the other thing is you got to create jobs. You just can't give people money.
Okay, so let's quit sending our jobs overseas.
Well, I agree with that.
People down in Longmont, Western Digital and Seagate, who, you know, the majority of their jobs are overseas. That company, both the companies have supply jobs to Hong Kong, China, Singapore, everywhere else. Why can't we start bringing some jobs back to the United States?
Well, I don't think
minimum wage, but they're going to help stimulate our country a whole lot better.
Well, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. And as a matter of fact, Barack Obama has stated repeatedly that offshore outsourcing of jobs is not going to cut it.
It's going to help. It's going to help. It's going to start. You know?
Well, no, but what he's talking about is taking jobs offshore is not going to cut it. That the jobs have got to stay here in the United States.
They do.
And that what we have to do is we have to create new jobs and new opportunities to keep pace with the future.
You're right. And by also eliminating funding to our higher ed and our K-12, it's going to be detrimental to our country, too. How are we going to keep up with the rest of the world as far as education?
Well, the only people I know who don't want to fund education are Republicans and conservatives, because what they'd like to do is they'd like to take the school systems and privatize them.
One thing we need to do is take away the tenure track. We've got a lot of teachers out there who are, you know, giving up, don't care. They just kind of,
you know what? I don't, you know what?
The education.
You know what? You know what? I'm sorry, but I don't buy that. I think that that's a convenient dumping ground, but I don't buy that. You've got communities here that don't care. You've got communities that don't want to pay teachers what they're really worth when they're the first line and the very first thing, other than the home life, that touches a kid's life and shapes their life. And I've used this example on the air a million times. Most people can never tell you who their school board members are and probably can't tell you the last time that they went to a school board meeting or that they paid attention to their schools. If parents paid more attention to their schools, then you'd have less problems.
So what do you think? Do you think we should go back to how it was about 30, 40 years ago when you and I were kids?
No, but I think what we need to do is I think we need to move forward, and I think that there has to be an emphasis on education, not only in the home, but there's got to be an emphasis on education in the community. And I think that we don't have that in this country in this day and age, and we better damn well acquire it.
Yep, we've got to. So anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there. I've got a lot of, you know, things that I think need to be improved upon, so everybody does. So have a good day, Jay. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Louise.
Bye.
And I think a lot of people feel like Louise does. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that have to be fixed. There's a lot of things that we're going to have to tackle. And it's not going to come overnight. And the naysayers are going to wait for the first time that something doesn't get done the way they want it to be done, and then they're going to be all over the place, crying and screaming and yelling that they're victimized. That's what they're going to do. But yet, you know, I think we need to remind our conservative friends that, yeah, we want to work with you. And I'm not saying Louise is conservative, but yeah, we want to work with you. But you know something? You need to take responsibility. You need to take responsibility for what's happened in this country. Because you're always the one who's preaching responsibility. How many times have you heard the right-wing conservatives lecture us about responsibility in the community, in the country, in your state? How many times have you heard that go on? I've heard it enough to the point where I have it memorized. All right, so when are they going to step up to the plate and take some responsibility? When are they going to take responsibility for the situation that the country's in? Who are they going to blame it on? I mean, who's controlled Congress up until 2006? Who's had the White House for 8 years? That doesn't mean conservatives are bad. That's not what I'm saying. And we should all revel in this day. We should all revel in this day. It's historic. It's promising. It's going to take this country to new heights, but we can't lose track of the fact that this country is like a gigantic ship and that you can't turn this thing around in a year or two. It's going to take a lot of cooperation, and it's going to take a lot of time. We have complete inaugural coverage for you, and we're going to have updates all morning long, just like the updates coming up now from CBS, and then we'll be back.
The inauguration of Barack Obama. I'm Steve Knight. The bells of St. John's Church across from the White House as President-elect Barack Obama in a dark top coat and Mrs. Obama in sunshine yellow strode in for services, which are still underway. Police estimated as many as 2 million people would jam the National Mall. Let's go live to the mall and CBS's Steve Kathan.
Everywhere you look on the National Mall, people. It has the feel of an outdoor concert on a bitter cold day. One woman said people are layered up and fired up. Right now, folks are listening to music over the loudspeakers toward the back near the Washington Monument, the non-ticketed area. No room to move, and there's word of some minor injuries and some entrance gates closed up. Steve?
In less than an hour, Mr. and Mrs. Obama will have coffee with President and Mrs. Bush in the White House. Officials say Mr. Bush left a personal letter for Mr. Obama in the desk in the Oval Office. And Vice President Dick Cheney, who pulled a muscle in his back, will attend the inauguration in a wheelchair. I'm Steve Knight, CBS News.
Dick Cheney in a wheelchair because he pulled a muscle in his back. I think he pulled a muscle in his head about 8 years ago.
He's been pulling our legs for 8 years.
Yeah, no kidding. I got a muscle he can pull. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. And John Turk has traffic.
Jay, still got this closure in Castle Rock, Highway 85, Santa Fe, down on the south end near Happy Canyon. Got a rollover crash there. I-25 is probably your best alternate. Northbound side of 25, running pretty good there through Castle Rock into the Tech Center. Southbound side, not so good coming in from the north end. Going to be slow from 120th down to 84th again after I-70. Our new stop-and-go jams, westbound C-470 from Bowles out to 285. Eastbounders hitting some sluggish areas between Wadsworth and Santa Fe, again, as you approach I-25. Elsewhere, just cleaned up this crash, Stoughton 20th. Also, eastbound 6 at Federal. Traffic is still a little bunch there coming out of Lakewood, but really a pretty standard drive going on this morning. Your forecast, sunny and unusually warm with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, it's 40 degrees in Denver. Jay, you hear all those that little beeping going on behind me? Those are all these texts. I'm getting, like, text messages from everybody I know saying, today's the greatest day in the world.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of them, too.
It's unbelievable. People are excited. We got 70-degree weather here in town.
We got to get out and party, folks.
Yep, that's right. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or...
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My easy button is more than an easy button. It's my save so much we can stop reusing the old file folders button.
Should I file this under R for ripped or T for tattered?
G for garbage. It's my save so much my boss will be eternally grateful button.
Nice job, Helen.
It's Kathy.
Now save big on everything your office needs with Staples Buy One, Get One Free deals after easy rebate. Staples, that was easy.
Easy rebate submitted online. Select SKUs only. Quantities are limited. Free item must be same SKU in store only. Expires 1/24/09.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Wow, that's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion.
Wow.
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And they want to see your trade-in. Hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Been around since 1982. And they're Colorado's largest volume dealer. Now, you don't get that by ripping people off. You get it by being consistent and being service-oriented with a great selection. Rocky's Autos. Check them out. 63rd and Federal.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-700-7181. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-700-7181. That's 1-800-700-7181.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty. And the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-900-2144. That's 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
D.C. is jammed this morning. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny, high today 72. They estimate 2 million people. You ought to see all the American flags being waved all over the place. This, once again, proves that this is the greatest country in the world, and it's a historic moment, and we'll have convention coverage for you, a convention coverage. What is wrong? I keep saying that. We'll have inauguration coverage for you all morning long. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll move into in-depth inauguration coverage all the way into the classic swearing-in. Until that time, I'm taking your phone calls at 303-713-7600. It's an historic day. It's our chance to live it together. So, hey, get on the phone, and let's talk. You know, one of the things I want to ask you is, what do you think Barack Obama's biggest challenge is going to be? Will it be the economy? Will it be health insurance? Will it be the war in Iraq? Three very important things. Choose one. What do you think his biggest task is going to be? And what do you think Congress's, which is now overwhelmingly Democratic, what do you think their biggest task is going to be? What affects you directly? Well, jobs affect you directly. There's no question. Health insurance. Do you know that Mary and I went to get prescriptions the other day? It now cost us $200. The healthcare system in this country is broke. And we damn well better fix it. Here's Dan in Champaign. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, you know, this week in Illinois, we're kind of celebrating. Next week, we're throwing our governor out of office.
Yeah. Governor Blowdry, man, is taking a hike. He's going to be in the same cell with George Ryan.
Hey, you know what? One day I'm going to call, and you won't have set me up with a good segue, I'll just have to hang up. But today isn't one of those days. I've been waiting to say this for months, so I'll say it and see what your reaction is.
All right.
The Republicans, right? The party of family values, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their candidate, they ran for president, and don't get me wrong, it could have been a ton worse than John McCain. The candidate they run for president openly had an affair. One of their major speeches was given by a guy, Rudy Giuliani, who's been married how many times, and it's well known that he had an affair. And then they nominate the vice presidential candidate whose 17-year-old daughter's not married and pregnant.
She's had the baby, by the way.
Oh, I know that. I know that, and she's still not married. So what does that say about them?
Well,
I mean, you don't want to kick them while they're down, but I mean, it's kind of like, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, the dogma that they preached all these years about family values, for the most part, it's good. And it works if you follow it.
They don't follow it.
But the problem is that at times it's extremely tough to follow it.
Oh,
I and this is why I think this whole idea of blocking a woman's right to choose, or this whole idea that gays and lesbians are threatening to the institution of marriage. No, what's threatening to the institution of marriage is infidelity and divorce.
Right. Well, and how high are those percentages?
Well, they're overwhelming. And, I've never asked this on the air, but I'd be more than willing to ask it this morning. If you're religious out there, is that considered to be a sin? I think it's considered to be a sin, isn't it? Infidelity is considered to be a sin, and so is divorce.
Well, and you know what, though? I mean, look at what we've gone through the last 8 years. That's the least of their worries. The outgoing president, you know, I mean, if you're extremely radical, you know, to the left, you wonder if he didn't take, you know, our boys to war on a lie. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'd rather put up with a president who cheated their butt off than one who got 3 or 4,000 young American boys killed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, what do you think? What do you think the incoming president? What do you think Barack Obama's
his toughest thing, and this is, you know, I'm going to focus on the racial issue. His toughest thing is going to be doing a good job in the minds of most of the people so that in the future, another African-American male or female can be elected to that office. Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to be on him like white on rice. And, I mean, I don't mean that as a pun, but you know what I mean. They're going to be after him.
They're going to be after him. That's true.
The entire time. And I think, you know, in their minds, sometimes they act like they're entitled, that there shouldn't even be election. They're the loyalty, and they should just take the office, you know, or they're the royalty, and they should just take the office. That, you know, they actually, some of them, you know, and you talk about Rush Limbaugh, right? A few times wondering who listens to him. I'll raise my hand up. I listen to him once in a while. And you know what? Some of the stuff that he says, I find funny. But it's like professional wrestling. Do I really believe that The Undertaker and Big Show really hate each other? No. Some of the stuff that he says, you got to take with a grain of salt. I listen to him more for the comedic fact. It's like Bobby the Brain Heenan years ago on wrestling. You know, you watched him because he was funny as hell. And that's kind of why I listen to Limbaugh. Now, some of the things that he says, you know, I find offensive. You know,
what I'm wondering about is if those guys are all so powerful,
mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they stop Barack Obama?
They're not. You know, they've got 20,000 or 20 million. Limbaugh says he's got 20 million. I heard you say one day it's down to 14 or something. Now, don't get me wrong. There's 5 million of those listeners that would probably walk off the Niagara Falls into the foam if he asked them to. But there's a lot of us listening that don't, we listen to what he's saying and we say, well, yeah, that could be true. And then other stuff that he says, we just shake our heads and say, what a joke. Like, for example, you know, he'll never admit it, but he openly made fun of Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead when he died of, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Jerry Garcia, you know, I mean, let's face it, he probably died a few years earlier than he would have normally because of drug abuse. But, you know, how big a hypocrite do you have to be to sit behind the golden EIB microphone and make fun of somebody while you're taking 30 Oxycontins a day?
Well, that's that whole thing about do as I say, not as I do. Dan, thank you, man.
Hey,
I appreciate the call.
One more comment real quick. If you don't like Rush Limbaugh, let me tell you who you really shouldn't like. Sean Hannity. He's on the level with Dr. Laura. I find him hateful and offensive, and I can only take about 10 minutes of his show at a time.
Yeah, well, he's a shill. He's a shill.
Yeah, well, hey, I guess I'll be calling next week when see how many votes our governor actually gets from the Senate. You know, he only has to, from what I understand, he only has to convince 20 senators to vote not to impeach him, and
well,
he won't be out.
Blago's going out, man. Dan,
oh,
thank you.
I think he is, too. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Boy, I have so many people from Illinois that remember me. I mean, half my Facebook is from Illinois. 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Jay, still got a closure in Castle Rock, Highway 85 near Happy Canyon. Had an early rollover crash there, so 85 is not accessible. And now northbound side of 25 really filling up there in Castle Rock as well. Going to see some heavy jams there from Founders Parkway up to Castle Pines. Going to break loose, maybe a little heavy in the Tech Center portion again once you get downtown. Southbound side also full for you, particularly in Northland from 120th down to 84th. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Also bunched up in the downtown. downtown corridor after I-70 approaching Spear, and again after 6th Avenue on that little curve around to Broadway. Westbound C-470 also stop and go from Bulls out to 285, and eastbound side stop and go from Broadway to Quebec. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy with the possibility of breaking our record high of 70 degrees. That was set in 2005. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or...
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years' experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy's easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Why did you believe you should have?
Well, the market was closed. And it certainly wasn't in my authority to close the market. It was closed. It wasn't a decision I made, but I supported it, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, but you're a regular part of the show. You could have been here. We could have talked about something else.
Well, I guess I should have called you from my jammies. I was in my jammies yesterday at this time, sitting out on my deck having a cough of cuppy.
Next time I'm calling your house.
Please do. You've got the number. Please do. I don't mind.
I am next time you're not skating.
Okay, pal.
You got to work the same days I do.
Oh, all right. Well,
right.
I'll do it. You're the boss.
Today is an historic day. How does the market look at it?
Well, certainly it is an historic day, but from a business standpoint, it's business as usual. I think Wall Street is a little bit nervous about the spreading global banking issues, and that's really weighing down Wall Street right now. The Royal Bank of Scotland forecasts a $41.3 billion loss for 2008. So the British government had to bail out some banks again. Bailout is expected to be perhaps somewhat similar to the U.S. situation right now, extended to Citigroup and Bank of America. And so that's of concern, but I don't think that that should overshadow. It'll be light trading today, I think, in my opinion, because people are watching, as you mentioned, this very, very historic event, swearing in of the United States' 44th president. And our first African-American president, and I think a lot of people, whether you were a McCain supporter or you were a Barack Obama supporter, I think today everybody is wanting to get behind their president and support him. And so that's where the attention will be today for the most part. And then tomorrow, back to business, and I hope people will begin to decide in 2009 it's a time for personal responsibility. And a time for you to take charge of your finances, and I would hope the presidential brokerage could be part of that, at least give us the opportunity to share with you what we're doing. I think it's responsible. I think it's intelligent investment guidance, and I think you ought to give us a shot.
Well, I never send people to any place that I wouldn't go myself. And Mary and I are involved with presidential brokerage, and we're thrilled. We're absolutely thrilled. And I think anybody out there who is concerned about their finances, it's never too late, and presidential brokerage can get you on the right path. 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770, no hard sell. Come in, get a cup of coffee, talk to Mr. Spear, and they don't even care if you loot the candy bowl on the way out.
Right? Have you done that? Is that why it's always empty when you leave?
Yeah, that's why.
You're pretty good. You're a good boy. You're not doing that stuff these days.
No, I'm trying not to, but when I go to see you, I always stuff my pockets with whatever I can take out of the office.
You're looking pretty fit these days, pal. I'm proud of you for working out yesterday again.
Hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
You don't get to have the Russell name the Marvin for just anything.
That's true. That's true. And the Marvin is off 16 points right now, which is a little more than 3%. So it's a tough day today. It's almost 3.5%. Dow's down 1.53. NASDAQ's down 40. S&P's down 22.5. So it's taking it on the chin. Hopefully everything will go off smoothly with the inauguration, and we'll be able to build a base here and move back up again.
All right. My prediction is tomorrow the stocks soar.
I don't doubt it.
And also, put that buy bid in for Citadel, will you please?
Buy! Goodbye to your money! Oh, I didn't say that, really.
We love you, man. We missed you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bless you. Thanks.
See ya.
All right. See ya.
It's 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And more coming up.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-937-6184. That's 1-800-937-6184. 1-800-937-6184.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Yeah. Come on, let's celebrate.
Ooh, yeah.
Washington is jammed with thousands of people, and they expect 2 million people. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 72. The Bidens and the Obamas are having coffee now with George W. Bush and Laura Bush, and this show's real class. Michelle Obama brought Laura Bush a wrapped gift, and they posed together for a picture. And the Obamas were very, very warm. Here's Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
All right, man. I got about 45 seconds. It's all yours.
All right, I'll make it quick. The thing that I'm going to be happy about, and I'm praying to the God above, is that this Bush name is dead after 10:01 this morning.
It will be. I mean, he'll fade into history, and we'll start a new day.
I'm talking the whole name. I mean, I want anybody else to be voting for no other Bush again. I hope we've all learned our lesson, and it's just that's just about it, man. I mean, I'm going to be just like the lady said this morning. There's a ton of bricks. I'm taking a I'm going to say it's a pallet of bricks coming off of my neck. And it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good year. And just everybody keep hopeful. And I think my 45 seconds is up, so have a great morning, buddy.
All right, Doug, get out there and celebrate and enjoy every second of this.
You know that's right, baby.
All right, we'll talk to you.
See ya.
All right, more of your feelings coming up.
Craig, remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You got to get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
No obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe.
Stop the never-ending collection calls.
And get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buzz live on the west front of the U.S. Capitol, where history will be made in 2 hours when Barack Obama takes the oath of office as president.
I cannot believe what I'm about to be a witness to.
Congressman John Lewis, who marched in Selma and, like many veterans of the civil rights movement, are at an event they thought they would never see. Those lucky enough to have tickets are starting to take their seats. It's well below freezing with some snow falling, and out on the mall, stretching all the way to the Washington Monument and beyond, perhaps a million people, maybe two. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan is out among them.
It's an amazing sight. People as far as the eye can see on the mall in parkas and wool caps, waving American flags. Tough conditions, but on a historic day, spirits are high.
I think it's wonderful. Everybody's out here together enjoying this wonderful moment we're about to have.
Toward the back, near the Washington Monument, literally no room to move. There's word of some minor injuries, tough to get help to those people, and several gates, entrances to the mall, have been shut down. Bob?
With me here overlooking the platform where Mr. Obama will take the oath is correspondent Peter Mayer looking ahead to the inaugural address.
Bob, top aides describe it as a very sober speech, an address that will offer a dose of hope and inspiration, a central theme that the nation can get through the current economic challenges, but it will take time. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs told the CBS News Early Show the speech will reflect the new president's own mood.
He's excited about the road ahead. He understands the moment that this country's in, and he's anxious to get to work.
In his speech, Mr. Obama will call for a new era of responsibility. He'll outline what he sees as the price and promise of citizenship.
The Obamas attended church within the last hour at St. John's Episcopal Church across the park from the White House. Now they're having coffee at the White House with President and Mrs. Bush. In less than 2 hours, they'll be here at the Capitol for the inaugural. I'm Bob Fuss, live on the West Front. Now with more CBS News, here's Dave Barrett.
Barack Obama has not commented on U.S. Mideast policy, saying there should be one president speaking on foreign policy issues. But CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick says the U.N. Secretary General has spoken out.
As he visited Gaza, Ban Ki-moon urged both Israel and Hamas to honor their ceasefire. He said he was heartbroken it took so long for the two sides to reach it. The death toll among Palestinians climbed to nearly 1,300. The U.N. chief is now headed here to southern Israel, where so many rockets landed, sparking the Israeli offensive.
Stateside, if U.S. government regulators give the okay, there could be a partnership between Chrysler and Fiat. That troubled U.S. carmaker would have access to Fiat's fuel-efficient engine technology and its vehicle platforms. In exchange, Fiat would get a 35% stake in Chrysler. Inauguration Day trading on Wall Street, the Dow is up 42. This is CBS News.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I had known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
Hey, I'm Pete, owner of Pete's Precious Pets. Wife, named it. Anyhow, I used to take care of all my finances on spreadsheets. The system kind of worked, but it took forever, made it hard to tend to the customers and the animals. Anyway, everyone I knew was using Intuit QuickBooks, so I gave it a try. And now I know why it's the best-selling small business financial software, because it tracks all my sales a lot easier and faster than I ever could. Which is good, because the parrots were learning a lot of words I can't repeat here.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Inauguration Day, about 2 hours before Barack Obama takes the presidential oath, and many of Colorado's political leaders are there in Washington. Even the state's top Dems, though, having a tough time getting around this morning. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says he's just glad to be there.
I don't get a seat, but I get to stand, and I'm standing kind of in front of the reflecting pool, but still pretty far towards the back.
The mayor will have plenty of home state company this morning. Governor Bill Ritter, soon to be Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, and Senator Mark Udall, all with front row seats. Republicans also backing the soon to be president this morning. Sarah Palin saying she's ready to embrace Obama as her president.
Absolutely. He is. We are all Americans, and united we stand.
There's a slight chance of snowfall in D.C. today with highs just into the low 30s, a far cry from our sunny 70-degree day here in Colorado. Other news this morning, I-70 on the Eastern Plains open again. The State Patrol spent much of last night cleaning up after a deadly multi-vehicle crash near Genoa. Two people were killed, at least six others hurt when several cars and semi-trucks collided during a dust storm. And bargaining units at the Denver Post and the Denver Newspaper Agency begin contract talks with their respective employers. A union spokesman says members of the Post and the Rocky Mountain News bargaining units had impassioned discussion in initial talks. The spokesman, Tony Mulligan, says the unions are being asked for $20 million in concessions. Sports, the Nuggets fall to Houston, 115-113. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive starting to get busy right now. Got a crash on the northbound side of 2 1/4. This is after I-Lift. Just got word of that one. Police aren't even on scene yet. Some of the eastbound routes, they're also struggling as well, like on 270, just getting off of I-25, taking you past Vasquez, as well as on C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Your delays start on that approach to University, taking you all the way past Quebec. Now there's a surface street crash. This one should be cleaned up shortly. It's at 45th in Havana. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Love the King Soopers fuel discount? Now you can use it at any Loaf and Jug fuel center throughout this area, which means saving money on gas.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
C.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Those are microphone stands, because they don't have tops on them.
Oh, they'll have tops on them when we're done. Don't worry about it.
We do this every day.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07, it's after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, we're tough enough. Yes, we can, and we did. Sunny today, high of 72, and we'll have complete inauguration coverage for you. Washington is absolutely jammed. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama having a coffee with the Bushes at the White House. VIPs beginning to get set now for the beginning of the festivities, and there are people just all over the place waving American, Canadian flags, Boy, people around the world are thrilled. I've gotten emails from people who have lived in other countries, including Cuba. And my friends in Cuba are absolutely thrilled by this. They're hoping for normalization under Barack Obama and a lifting of the travel restrictions. And I hope we do have that. Some of these, two of these folks that are my friends, I haven't seen them since 1995. And I'm hoping, and I keep emailing them and I keep telling them that someday travel between the two countries will be totally and completely open and free. All right, your feelings on this historic moment and this historic morning, 303-713-7600. Oh, can I give you something on a side note? John, do you think it'd be okay if I tell a side note antidote here? Would that make me sound too redheaded?
Go for it.
Ion. I sent a poem to New York Quarterly, a bunch of poems, about 5 or 6 years ago. And I get an email today that they found the poems and they want to publish one of them. So that's a short story and also a poem that I've had selected for publication. The short story is at Denver Syntax. And I believe that's DenverSyntax.com. And you can check that out. And then the poem will be in a collection of poems put out by New York Quarterly. So I was kind of shocked by that, having that happen. Boy, I mean, today is just a day full of all sorts of good things. How can anything be negative today? How can anything be negative today? How long have we waited for this moment? How long have we waited for this moment to happen? And we got somebody, Derek, who is at... Who is in D.C. and says the crowds are nuts. Derek, you're on AM 760, man. What's it like there?
It is amazing. It's good to talk to you, Dave. We, you know, we're very warm here in our hearts, but our feet and our bodies are cold. And it's quite a crowd here. I'm up pretty close to the podium.
Are you? How did you manage to, how did you manage to get that close?
Well, I had a good friend in Denver that I'd like to give some appreciation to, named Michael Creech, who hooked me up with a ticket upon my arrival. I didn't know if I'd be getting in, but he was able to do that. And I'm here with my friend Michelle Foster, and we're really thinking of our friends back in Colorado who were able to make this happen and turn it blue this year.
On a scale of 1 to 10, man, how excited are you?
Well, you know, I wish I could have been at Grant Park the night of November 4th, but I think this might outdo that. And I'd say I'm probably about an 11 to see how this is all going to unfold.
And how long did it take you to get where you are? I mean, because people were starting to line up there early this morning.
Yeah, we had to get into line this morning around 6. You know, we even tried to get there earlier than that. Got up about 4:30 this morning, and it was hard to get out of the subway station to actually start to get in line. It was pretty much a madhouse, and I'm sure it got worse after that. But we got in line and got into a good spot directly in front of the podium, probably about 200 or 300 yards away.
Oh man, you're 200 or 300 yards away from the podium?
Yeah, behind all the bigwigs.
I hope you got a camera.
I've got a lot of pictures taken already, and nothing's really started yet except for the San Francisco Opera. And I just can't describe how amazing it is to be part of all of this with, what is it, 4 million people?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them today, something like that?
Yeah, it's about 2 to 2.5 million.
Well, I just know that as far as you can see from where we are down to the Washington Monument, there are just people, well, yeah, to the Lincoln Memorial and beyond, it's packed. Past the Washington Monument.
Well, man, do us a favor. When you get back, send us some of those JPEGs so we can put it on our website.
I will. And, Jay, I don't know if you heard, but there's really only about an hour or so left, and or maybe 2 hours left, of the George Bush presidency. And, you know, that's also something that we're celebrating today, especially, you know, but more so the election of Barack Obama and the nomination that we had in Denver, and the long journey from then till now, and this is really just the beginning of a new era, I think, for the way that politics are carried out here in this country, and very patriotic feeling among everyone here at the National Mall.
Well, you know something, I think you're right about that. Oh, I can hear the, that's the Marine Corps band, is it not?
It is.
In the background?
That's the Marine Corps band here right in front of us playing.
Boy, and we can hear it loud and clear, so you must be close.
I am. I think it was worth getting up at 4:30 in the morning after an hour and a half of sleep.
Well, you're going to witness history, and those of us who couldn't be there, we're going to witness it on TV, and I think you're right about that. We have turned a page, and we're starting into a new era.
Well, yeah, and one other thing I'd like to do is just give a shout-out to the Team Hopemongers from House District 2 in Denver, the Obama volunteer effort and the organizing team. We really pulled it together and had a very strong general election effort after, you know, winning the caucus there in Colorado for Obama. So
yep, you sure did. You sure did.
Greetings from Derek in D.C.
All right, man, listen, don't forget to send us those JPEGs, and it's good to hear your voice.
Well, thanks, Jay, and enjoy, you know, cross-country. I'm sure it's just almost as exciting as it is here for everybody to see all this happen finally.
Man, we are really, really wound up here, and we are ready to go.
Well, I'll share some pictures with you, and thanks for having me on. I'm amazed that I was able to keep the call so long.
Yeah, Derek, thank you, man. We'll talk to you when you get back.
All right, Jay, and thanks to John Turk as well.
You got it, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, there's Derek from Denver live. He's only about 200 feet away from the podium. What would you give to have that seat?
Yeah, you know, isn't that awesome? Derek's a good dude, by the way. And he worked hard. He volunteered a lot of his time for Obama this year. And there's a lot of people just like him. I mean, how many hours were given to the campaign this year?
I think everybody.
In the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think everybody gave some. Mary and I gave a whole afternoon passing, going door to door and knocking on doors for Obama, which is really hard, hard work. I think a lot of people put in a lot of effort to get this done. And it's just an amazing experience. There's a picture on CNN of Dustin Hoffman, who is there. Well, you know, he gets to go and the rest of us don't. I'm mad. Wouldn't you love to be there? 303-713-7600. John says a lot of people, too, are staying home today. And traffic has been light today, hasn't
traffic's
it?
Been, you know, traffic-wise, it's... You know, some of the highways are full, but I've talked to several folks that are just staying home, got to work early, trying to leave early, or, you know, maybe taking the morning off and are going to work late. So, yeah, so everybody's kind of excited today.
Well, why, if all these people took the day off, how come we're here?
That's the million-dollar question, Jay.
And how long will we be here? Well, because in about 44 minutes, we're going to have complete coverage for you. And then that's going to go right into the inaugural speech. So if you're in a position where you can't see it on TV and you might have to wait till tonight, you can hear it live here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, I got a ton of phone lines open. And if anybody wants to get on and express how they feel, hey, feel welcome to do it. At 303-713-7600, Mick's hanging on. We'll talk to him coming up. Right now, John talks about traffic.
Jay, we got this crash in Aurora northbound, 225 after Iliff. So once you make that Parker curve, going to be a little difficult for you heading towards Aurora. Southbound side also sluggish coming into the tech center after Yosemite. Southbound 25 also really full stop-and-go jams, 120th down to 84th, again from I-70 past Spear. Also looking at a lot of cars traveling around C-470 out in Littleton. Westbound side full from Bowles out to 285. And also eastbounders going to struggle from Broadway up to Quebec as you travel across Highlands Ranch. Just got one surface street crash out there, an auto versus bike accident at 20th and Sheridan. This one just coming down too. Another crash, three vehicles involved at 45th and Havana. Your forecast, sunny and unusual.
Want to learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs? Then join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts, for a free seminar about how to create a solar community. Wednesday, January 21st at the Highlands Ranch East Ridge Rec Center at 7 p.m. Learn how to take control of energy costs with solar power and save up to 60% with Independent Power Systems free seminar. Go to solaripS.com/event.
That's solaripsi.com/event.
Miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy's easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will. Save.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person, a personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh my goodness, man, would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
Update coming to you 10 minutes from now. And then also a special pre-inauguration show coming up at 9 o'clock. Sunny, high today, 72, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's just great to have you along. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning there, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to call in quickly and throw in my two cents here, man. You know, you and I are both kids of the 50s, 60s. Isn't it amazing the similarities of today and when John F. Kennedy was preparing to walk up to the podium? I talked to my sister last night who, although she's been ill, she headed down there, took the Amtrak with a bunch of people. Friends and neighbors, and went down to Washington today to be out there in that ocean of humanity. And she worked on the Kennedy campaign, and she wasn't able to work on the Obama campaign because of her health problems right now. But she just said, from what she remembered, because she's older than I am, the cloud that was over the country at that time wasn't so much Dwight Eisenhower. It wasn't him, really, but people in Congress like Joe McCarthy. And she made a good analogy. You look at Joe McCarthy, and you look at the Republican Congress that we had since, 94?
Right.
they were the tools of division, of right-wing elitism, you know, that really bashed the country, bashed working people, the middle class, you know, people of color, you know, the gay community. And she said back then it was happening. The one man that was doing it, the same thing that has been happening was Joe McCarthy bashing everybody and going after everybody. And people were down. They were fearful. And she said, and as soon as, you know, Kennedy won that election and she went to the inauguration back then, she said it was like, you know, the sunrise. When you look at the mountains and that first crack of light, you know, hits as the sun's rising over the horizon. She said that's how she saw it. And I thought that was a really good way of painting that picture and linking, you know, those two eras up together. So I got to tell you, it's just a wonderful, you know, wonderful day today. The air smells cleaner and crisper than it has for a really long time.
Well, we're starting a new period.
Absolutely. I mean, do you remember back? Yeah, I mean, you were growing up in L.A. at that time and all. L.A. was an up-and-coming city. So there was a lot of hope when, you know, that happened, that things were going to get better, that people were going to, you know, progress, move into the future. We had, you know, things that were on the horizon and we didn't know. Vietnam War, you know.
Well,
I participated in stuff. And
we were mobilized by youth. I think that's the biggest thing. We were mobilized by the youthfulness of the president. Mick, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day, buddy.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Let's go to Chris in Centennial. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Hey,
Hi.
Thanks a lot for your hard work. This is an awesome day for us.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I got to volunteer for Mr. Obama, and that was a great experience, and it's just a great day. Just almost equaled by the election night itself, which was incredible. So
I think it's a greater day, man. I think this is a historic day. It's a greater day. It's a day we have waited 8 years for. It's a day for conservatives and liberals and people in the middle and non-committed to move forward into a new era of cooperation and progress.
I know. Even my conservative friends, they have a little more hope, it seems like. So, you know, everybody seems to have a little better outlook, even though our economic times are hurting. But at least, you know, we know someone's in there that's honest and he's going to be working his butt off for us. And we worked our butt off for him. So hopefully we'll get some stuff done.
I hope so, too. Chris, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Gloria in Denver. Gloria, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And
sure.
I just wanted to put my piece of the pie in and say that what a glorious day this is. And, you know, I'll never forget the African woman, 107-year-old, that called this election of Barack, the win. She called it a prayer, a victory against fear. And I just, you know, I'm so overjoyed today. And I represent the Mexican community, and I cannot tell you for how many years my hope or my even belief in the American system had been shattered and lost. I came out of a family where my grandfather was deported in 1929 in a massive deportation to Mexico. My father and my two aunts, who were U.S. born, but because they were of Mexican origin, they were sentenced to a lifetime in orphanage in Mexico. My father came back when he was 18 and endured some real suffering to come back and reclaim his citizenship. And all my life growing up, I just didn't have any kind of hope or any kind of favor when looking at the U.S. system. But with this entire election process and Barack being elected to our presidency, And I'm saying are now because I have a renewed or a restoration or a feeling about this country and that, you know, things can happen for the good here. And I just think of all the young minority kids who have so many odds against them and the role model that Barack represents for them and for all of us that where there's a will, there's a way. And the American people have really showed their will and have showed that, hey, we're tired of putting up with the old redneck and fascist kind of politics and that it's time to move our people into a period of time where we think about the good of our people and the good of the world and the good of people around us. So
I couldn't have said it better. And I think that now we're going to move forward as Americans. It doesn't make any difference what your ethnicity is. It doesn't make any difference what your gender is. It doesn't make any difference what your religion is. None of those things mean anything. We've got serious work to do here. This country has got a lot of work to do, and we've got to join hands, and we've got to push it forward because Barack Obama can't do it by himself, and Congress can't do it by themselves. We need to be critical of them when it's time to be critical, and we need to always be critical but always know that they've got our support because we've got a huge problem here to turn around, and thank God your family hung in there and that you are now living to see a brighter day.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much, and God bless everybody today, and yeah. God bless Barack.
Yeah, we love you, Gloria. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And this country does belong to everybody. I mean, it does. And if you're conservative, as I've said this all morning, if you're a liberal, look, there's a lot of us who have a lot to grind against George W. Bush. There's a lot of us who feel that he was wrong, that we've had 8 years of darkness, and now we're moving into the light. But after today's celebration, we're going to have to realize that as a country, we've got to come together, that we have to sit down at the table and make things happen. And I think Barack Obama understands that. And he understands it by his actions, and we need to understand it as well. And I can't tell you how many weeks Mike Turner and Scott Henderson and I sat down at lunch and just sweated the outcome of this whole thing. And, Scott, this is almost as good as Pearl White, isn't it? All right, we're going to get some convention coverage coming up here. Convention, I keep saying that, some inaugural coverage, and then we'll be back for the last half hour. Stick around.
The inauguration of Barack Obama. I'm Steve Knife. Sometimes a child can write history.
It's like seeing my own color and believing that we can do stuff.
After church services this morning, Mr. and Mrs. Obama went to the White House where they were greeted by President and Mrs. Bush and welcomed inside for a private conversation over coffee. When he stands to take the oath of office in about 90 minutes, Mr. Obama will look out at a sea of faces. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Faces peeking through stocking caps and scarves, Steve. He might only see smiles. On this stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue, people packed on sidewalks sway with the blaring music as flags are whipped by a chilly breeze. There are layers of security, but once past it, there's no tension, only anticipation, Steve.
Historian Douglas Brinkley says Mr. Obama's speech could galvanize the country.
It reminds me of Franklin Roosevelt in March of 1933. In this regard, I mean, the economy was in tatters. Herbert Hoover was an unpopular president. President Bush is not very popular.
I'm Steve Knight, CBS News.
8:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. I'm just listening to that. And I'm sorry. But I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed. All right, John, let's look at traffic.
Jay, traffic is improving down in Castle Rock. All lanes of highway 85R open now. We do got a couple crashes here in the metro to avoid. Accident northbound 225 after Iliff. That one causing some pretty heavy jams back around the spillway. Also a new one westbound 36 at Sheridan. This causing some delays back around Federal if you're heading towards Boulder on the turnpike. And this a new blip out there. All lanes of Highway 58 are closed at Washington Avenue. That's in Golden for a bridge, some bridge and pier work there. The pedestrian bridge also under construction. During the closure, traffic will be detoured using the on and off ramps. Delays are possible. Alternate routes are advised. Back on the freeway system around Denver, starting to improve a little bit. Still some stop-and-go jams coming into downtown on eastbound 270, also on southbound 25 in North Glen at 120th, again downtown after I-70. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy with the possibility of breaking our record high of 70, currently 40 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and ADA handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The Lumber Guy has extended this sale through the month, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy's easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Egg, remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, emailing, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity theft.
I do all my shopping online. It's so easy. It turns out it's also easy for identity thieves. They got all my credit card numbers. And now I keep thinking, is it going to happen again?
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault lets you make your password, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
That's non-predatory lenders. Rockies Autos, I can't think of a better place to go, and I've been there, so I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Rockies Autos. Hey, you got to check them out. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a speed bump. The vibration shot up to the chip and crack. It spread. Elite SafeLight had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course. Elite SafeLight replaces over 2 million windshields a year, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
A clean car is a happy car. Hi, this is Barry from Auto Wash. Auto Wash services range from affordable exterior and full-service washes to detailing that bring back your car's new look and feel. Visit Auto Wash's 3 car wash and detail centers for friendly quality service. Our Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat is just east of I-25 at Hamden and Poplar. The Aurora store is at Iliff and Havana. So, remember to love your car. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jack. Continental suits and things. Look here. Now I'm sorry for the man who don't like his land.
And the famous Flames. Get it on. Here on AM 760, a progressive talk. We got about, 9 o'clock. Coming up 9 o'clock, we'll have complete coverage of the inauguration for you. Sunny, high today, 72. Man, oh, man, it's a great day out. And let's go to Lisa in Fort Collins. Lisa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. It's Brock Day.
Yes, it is.
I'm very excited. I actually was a CSU student this past fall and volunteered and got to shake his hand when he came to come speak at our school. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see him. When you say he spoke at your school, which school was that?
Colorado State University.
Right, right. I remember that. I didn't go to that one, but I went to the high school to see Michelle speak, and then I also saw Barack speak twice. So
it was awesome. I mean, it was. I watched every debate. I actually have been really excited about him for months, but it was different seeing him live. And we were right there. He actually kissed my neighbor's baby on the head, and he was really a lot of fun. And maybe it was because it was at a college campus, but he was inspiring. And anyway, so it's a really cool day today, and I'm very excited. So I'm sure we all are.
Yeah, I think we're all. I think all of us are excited. I mean, I think we all realize that there's very hard work to be done.
Absolutely.
But I think that when we get up tomorrow morning, confidence will be restored.
Yes.
And we'll have a feeling of anything can be done if we want it bad enough.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I think that's exactly it. It provides a feeling of hope. Being there and waiting in line, and then I ended up being actually part of like the security staff during the event, and just seeing how just excited people were, and all ages, races, everything. My grandma in South Bend, Indiana has voted Republican for 83 years, and she voted for Barack. So, I mean, she's like, you know, I just like him. So I was like, you know what, if my, and Indiana went Democratic, that was awesome. And so it's just exactly like you said, it provides hope. We do. We're in a bit of a pickle, as they say right now. But I really think that he's exactly what we need. And I'm super excited for today and for the next, hopefully, 8 years.
Yeah, I think it's going to take more than 4 years to get this done. But yep. I think that at least we're going to start taking small steps, and those small steps will grow into bigger steps, and eventually we'll be off running. And at least we've got somebody who knows what to do and how to do it. I really believe that he does. I really believe that he does. And I'll tell you something else, too. This is the first guy to come along in a long time who's not really a Washington, D.C. insider.
Exactly.
Nice. And he, you know, he will think, which is a bad cliche, but it's true, he'll think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that.
I believe that, too, and I think that's why a lot of people voted for him, and I think a lot of people, when they voted, thought outside the box. And I think that's what we needed, and I think Well, I mean, and some people don't really, you know, care about the international, ratifications, but I do. I actually have an interest in Africa, and I do, I consider myself a slight, citizen of the world, and I think that it is important to get somebody in there that the world likes, and they like him, and that's one thing, you know, that I'm also excited about, and I think that we need that. We need some more friends that can support us again, not just in our own obviously our own country, but other countries as well.
Well, we're going to join the world community again.
Yes, it's important that we do that.
All right, Lisa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and have a great day, and it's a great, it already is a great day.
Yeah, so. Isn't it? Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Lewis in Boulder. Lewis, you're on.
Hey, Jay, good morning. It is a great day.
It is, man. It's a wonderful day.
Hey, I just wanted to share with you, you and I are right about the same age. I was born in 52. And, you know, I remember the moments in my life where, as a kid growing up, this was like, that were like somewhat profound and changed my life. And, I've talked to you a lot about music and stuff. I know that's what I've done for my whole life. But, 63, the Beatles came, 63, John F. Kennedy was assassinated, 1968 was the moment though that, when I went from like Leave It to Beaver to The Outside, and I sat when I was 16 watching the Chicago demonstrations and all those young American kids get the crap beat out of them in Chicago. And I remember sitting there with my Republican dad going, Dad, this is America, and how can that happen? How can that be? And all of a sudden, at that moment, I took a left turn. And ever since then, I've always felt like I've been on the outside looking in, and I've been very, very politically active. I care, I watch, I follow, I always have, I love history. And today, it's like all this 40 years later, all this emotion just keeps bubbling up, and all those memories keep coming through. And so I just, I started watching the train ride, I just started breaking up in tears just thinking about all this stuff for 40 years and how amazing I'm finally not on the outside looking in anymore. And this guy is, we can do anything. We can do anything.
We can do anything. You know what? We can do anything. We can survive any crisis. The days of fear in this country are long gone. They're done. We've had it. We're moving forward. We're into the sunlight. And look, are we going to have disagreements? Yes, we will have disagreements. Are there going to be things that we're not going to particularly like? Yes, that's going to happen. Do we need sacrifice? Yes, we will need sacrifice. But the point is, we can move forward. Yes, we can. We did it, and we'll continue to keep doing it.
I agree with you 100%. It's like we just wipe the table clean. I don't care how bad things are economically right now. You know what? We can start fresh. You know, one of the greatest gifts my father ever gave me was the belief that you can be and do anything in this country. And, we can all contribute and we can all change this tomorrow. I don't even believe that this is going to happen when he lifts that hand today. I'm just not going to believe it.
Well, it's a long, long journey from the days of, Martin Luther King Jr., Medgar Evers, Cheney, Schwerner and Goodman, Malcolm X, the Black Panthers, Huey Newton, Elders Cleaver, Stokely Carmichael, all of those days of rage and anger and struggle, we are now going to realize finally the dream. We're finally going to realize the dream, and maybe, just maybe, racism will finally, because I know there's still pockets of it, but it will finally die a slow death.
Yep.
It will finally be strangled in the grave.
When I was just around 68, I went to work for a gentleman, a black gentleman, his name was Curtis Graves in Houston, Texas, and he was running for mayor of Houston. And I remember I was driving in my Nova with a big bullhorn on my car and driving in the 3rd and 4th wards in Houston going, if you don't get out and vote today, it's a vote for Louis Welch. Get out and support, Curtis Graves. And I don't know. I just, it's just this day. I love history. I don't know. I thank you for everything, and you and John, too. It's been incredible this last 2 years, just following the things, you know, every day listening to the polls and through the primaries and then into the general election, and just, and here we are. And thank you for everything, and let's go.
The real work starts tomorrow.
Thank you, Jay.
You got it, Lewis. Thank you. And everybody just revel in all of this. Here's Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, just what a day to celebrate. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who have basically suffered through particularly the last 8 years. And it's just, it's a breath of fresh air. And hey, if anybody's got an idea where there's a good viewing party in Boulder, I'd love to hear it, because I'm going to come down to the mountains and I want to be with some people celebrating. So, and thank you and thank John. And you know that I don't mind working. I just feel like this is a fresh, brand new start, and we should all celebrate. And I hope the people who don't yet get Obama, we'll just take a look and see how the mood of this country has changed.
You know something? They will, because, as I said before, we're gonna have times where he's gonna do things that we're not gonna particularly like, Denny. I mean, that we're gonna say, what is he doing? This is not the person that I voted for. But you know something? We're all going to have to sit down in this time of crisis. And we are in a time of crisis. We're going to have to drop the fear. We're going to have to open our hearts. We're going to have to take our lumps. We're going to have to get some things that we don't care for. Because what we have to do is we have to move forward. And a house divided against itself cannot stand, and we need to help this guy, and we need to help Congress. That doesn't mean that we can't disagree and we can't argue points. We can. But in the end, we have to keep the main goal in front of us, which is to turn this country around.
Amen.
All right, Denny, see you.
I just hope I don't get too dissatisfied, or the accountability thing. The Democrats have not been held accountable for the last 8 years, and I think it's time for us, the people, to hold everybody who's elected accountable for, you know.
Yeah, be happy today, Denny, and don't worry about it. I'll keep you in line.
Thanks, man.
See you later.
Bye.
8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, complete inaugural coverage coming up. In about 10 minutes, here's John Turk with traffic.
Jay, traffic is still busy in a few different areas. Had a late crash northbound 225 right around Iliff. That's messing things up going into Aurora. Also got a closure out in Golden of Highway 58. Expect some delays there. Use some alternate routes if you can. Also got a crash out in Aurora 48th in Havana. The rest of the drive starting to clear up for us. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or...
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Egg, remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You got to get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Snugs believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from Office Max, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J's shreds L.A. Buy a board. Don't delay.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skimboard?
Skimboards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get $2,500.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun. And my first choice for winning.
This is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with Cobra for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
All right, this fits the mood. I'll tell you what, I'm tempted to play this whole damn thing this morning at 8:55. 55 minutes past the hour.
I'm so glad.
As a matter of fact, Turner,
so
let's do it, man. The
I'm
whole
so
thing.
Glad,
let's
I'm
celebrate.
Glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do. Don't know what to do.
Because the administration can't waterboard you. Don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. Because the administration can't listen into your phone calls.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
I'm tired of weeping, I'm tired of mourning.
Yes, we can if we have.
I won't groan for you. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad.
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad. I'm glad.
We got complete inauguration coverage coming up at 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. It's going to be 72 and we're partying like crazy. I mean, I don't know what else you'd have to say now. What else is there to say? I mean, I think we've said it all. Don't you think, John?
I was on a phone call, huh?
I said, what else is there to say, man? We've said it all.
We've said it all, and the listeners have been pretty excited. So, yeah, man, we're ready for some inauguration coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to the White House, folks. The people's house. It will return to the people. George Bush will be president for about probably an hour, 2 hours more. Headed now to the inaugural festivities. This is GWB's last ride, folks. I imagine those shredders at the White House have been working overtime. All right, back tomorrow, unless management decides otherwise. I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-937-6184. That's 1-800-937-6184. 1-800-937-6184.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
This is a CBS News special report, the inauguration of Barack Obama. Good morning. I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. History is being made today here in our nation's capital. The 44th president of the United States, our first African-American president, will be sworn in 1 hour from now. The ceremony will start in half an hour. Huge crowds are filling the National Mall, thick with people, hundreds of thousands from the Capitol building to the Washington Monument about a mile away. At 12 o'clock Eastern time, Barack Obama will place his left hand on the same Bible used by Abraham Lincoln when he took the oath of office for his first term in 1861. It will sound more or less like this collection of recordings that span seven decades.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear.
I, Harry S. Truman, do solemnly swear.
I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, do solemnly swear.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect,
and defend
the Constitution
of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Yes, we will hear trumpets playing Hail to the Chief, hailing the new president, Barack Obama. Let's go to the scene where that will unfold, the ceremony to begin in just under half an hour on the western steps of the Capitol, just below the famous dome. I must say that President Bush and President-elect Obama have both just arrived at the Capitol. They were driven together in the new presidential limousine, a product of
Cadillac, by the way. Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. You're on the western steps of the Capitol with details of what Mr. Obama will say in his inaugural address minutes after 12 o'clock Eastern time. Peter?
That's right, Dan. People in the know, top aides to Barack Obama, tell us that the speech will begin by laying out the enormity of the task confronting the country. Mr. Obama will assure people early on in the speech that he believes the challenges will be met. This is a man facing great expectations, and a top aide to Mr. Obama says the speech will balance a serious and very sober tone with a dose of hope and inspiration that the country can get through the challenges, the economic and foreign challenges ahead. They keep using the word sober, these Obama aides, when we speak to them. One of them telling us that this is going to be the most serious speech that he's ever delivered. In the words of this one person familiar with the speech, president, soon to be president, will buck up the American people with this substantial dose of hope and inspiration. As you said, the Obamas have just arrived here at the Capitol. They'll be greeted by congressional leaders from both parties inside, beyond the 200,000-plus people who have tickets to this history book day. Hundreds of thousands of Barack Obama's other best friends are standing on the mall. And I have to tell you, Dan, I've been to every one of these inaugurals since 1977, and I simply, there's no other way to put it, I simply cannot believe my eyes as I look at this crowd stretching from the United States Capitol all the way back to the Lincoln Memorial. And alongside is CBS's Rich Lamb. Rich, your observations.
Well, I want to tell you that if you look at Google Maps, you'll find out that from the west face of the Capitol to the Lincoln Memorial is 2.2 miles. So it's 2.2 miles of people out there. It is a glorious scene stretching out in front of the west front of the Capitol, a million or so people, most of whom braved the frigid pre-dawn gloom to be here. Others had tickets, and they stand shoulder to shoulder on the nation's lawn. Now, on the platform itself, a smiling Senator John McCain, who lost the election to Barack Obama. Senator Ted Kennedy is here. We all know he is suffering from a brain tumor. Behind them, the west front of the Capitol, all decked out in red, white, and blue, and towering over all the Capitol's magnificent dome. This building, partially built by slaves, will today witness the swearing-in of America's first African-American president. Dan?
Rich Lamb on the western steps of the Capitol, where dignitaries, including members of the Supreme Court, are now gathering. Let's move half a mile to the west on the National Mall, but behind where the 240,000 lucky ticket holders are right now. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan, you're with the non-ticket holders in a cold and, I assume, loud crowd, Steve.
Right on both counts, Dan. Very cold. Everybody is bundled up. As one woman said, we're layered up and fired up for this inaugural. Lots of people here with American flags, wearing parkas and ski hats. The farther back I look, people are really shoulder to shoulder, as Rich Lamb described. I mean, there is no room to move when you get behind some of the barricades there. People are up against them, and it's very uncomfortable, but everybody seems to be in good spirits. And every time the next president shows up on these big jumbotrons that are here, whether it's walking on his way here or getting into a car, big cheers go up. So everybody's very excited about all this.
CBS's Steve Kathan. We're now about 24 minutes away from the start of the ceremony. And at high noon here in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama will take the oath of office to be our president. That's about 54 minutes from now. Let's consider the inaugural parade route. A parade on Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol to the White House will be led by the Obamas in the new bulletproof, blastproof Cadillac limousine that the Secret Service will use to transport and protect the president. The parade is to start at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Cabinet and agency designees.
As you hear, nominees for the cabinet are now arriving on the western steps of the Capitol. But let's go to the parade route. CBS News reporter Tom Foti, you'll have a fine view outside on a terrace at the museum, Pennsylvania Avenue and 6th Street Northwest. Tom?
Indeed, Dan, we already have had a partial view. Unlike large parts of the mall described by Steve Kathan, this area is not yet filled up with wall-to-wall people. We are at the museum. That's about 11 blocks east of the White House. It's tightly controlled in terms of access because not only will the new president will be coming back here from the Capitol this way, but just a few minutes ago we witnessed that motorcade of motorcades. Huge contingent of motorcycle police officers followed by limousines, including that new one carrying Mr. Bush on his way out of office, Mr. Obama on his way in. The people who turned out here had to do it very early. I spoke to them while it was still dark, and they were still making their way, determined to make their mark.
To see the inaugural, to see the first African-American president, his history.
History.
His inaugural
speech, I think I'll be real interested in, because it's going to be historic, so I know it's going to be great.
Needless to say, the security here is enormous, almost as many police officers on hand as people on the street, and occasionally helicopters above. Dan?
Tom Foti on Pennsylvania Avenue. Also on that parade route, again, the parade will begin after 2:30 p.m. Eastern. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. What do you see, Barry?
Dan, I see a line of people all the way down Pennsylvania, and you should have been here to hear the noise when that motorcade that Tom Foti described went by here. Little flags waving from people's hands, flags on poles whipped by a chilly wind. People are layered, so is the security. These folks that came down here had to wait several hours just to get through the gates. And on the other side of the mall from where I am, a line pushed up against 10 National Guardsmen a short time ago. It started out good-natured, but got a little heated. Finally, the guardsmen just threw up their hands and said, "We can't hold this," and gave up. And now people are thronging through those gates. You can't hold back history, Dan.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Well, let's go back to the western steps of the Capitol for a moment. CBS's Peter Mayer, name some of the dignitaries whom you see as they take their seats.
Well, what strikes me, Dan, is really a political who's who, including those who have dreamed of the job that Barack Obama will get today. The job that's been described as the loneliest in the world, although at a news conference recently, President Bush said he never felt the burdens of the office in that way. As Rich Lamb mentioned a few minutes ago, John McCain is here, a smiling John McCain, working the crowd of his fellow senators, a lot of handshakes all around. John Kerry, another presidential candidate vanquished several years back. He's here. Joe Lieberman, who had dreams of this job. Chris Dodd, who had aspirations during the past year. And any number of others, past presidential candidates, and those who dream of it in the future. We see the new senator from Virginia, Mark Warner, also here working the crowd of Republican and Democratic colleagues from the Senate. He, in the past, has been mentioned as a presidential possibility. Another really funny thing, Dan, that you see every 4 years at these inaugurals, the number of members of Congress who bring their own cameras. I see Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. He's got his own video camera going here, maybe some coverage for the people back home in Iowa. And, of course, Senator Patrick Leahy is one of the best-known photographers in the Senate. And he has a more of a sophisticated camera with a long lens, and he's probably, maybe 10 feet away from the presidential podium, so he won't be needing that. And speaking of panoramas, the view that Barack Obama will have as he steps out onto this platform, the 555-foot-tall Washington Monument, the monument to the man who called our country a great experiment in democracy. So, you know, it's just that kind of day here, Dan, just history being written every second.
Plus the people between where you are on the western steps of the Capitol and the Washington Monument, thick with people. Yes, they've come, a lot of young people, a lot of African Americans, but not mostly minority group Americans. No, Americans of all types have come.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle, former Vice President Al Gore, accompanied by Mrs. Mondale, Mrs. Quayle, and Mrs. Gore.
Taking their seats, former vice presidents, as you hear. At the White House a short time ago, the Obamas and the Bushes had coffee. And we noted that Mr. Bush held hands with Mrs. Obama when the newcomers arrived this morning. That was after a church service the Obamas attended. Also, Mrs. Obama brought a gift for Mrs. Bush, a nice little wrapped package. Professor Mina Bose, presidential historian at Hofstra University, CBS News consultant today. This is all traditional, all by the book. But, Mina, this transfer of power, I find it to be quite warm. It's not frosty.
No, indeed, it's not. And it
epitomizes more than anything else the rule of law under which this country functions. That at noon on January 20th, and that's been that way since the 20th Amendment was ratified, a new president will take office, and there have been no exceptions to that rule. Of course, before 1933, it was March 4th, but the principle remains the same. Now, outgoing and incoming presidents have not always been cordial. The Truman-Eisenhower transition is famous for that, but both families have always respected the traditions.
The ceremony, kind of the pre-ceremony, is getting underway, as you hear in the background. Members of the military are actually marching now onto the stage there on the western steps of the Capitol, holding the colors, the American flag and regimental colors of military troops. During the ceremony, which starts formally there in just over 15 minutes, we'll hear a poet selected by Mr. Obama. She's Elizabeth Alexander. She'll recite her new poem composed for this occasion after his inaugural address. Elizabeth Alexander is a professor of African American studies at Yale University. She told CBS News her aim.
My hope is to humbly approach the challenge of offering a moment of stillness, a moment of distilled language, a moment of hopefully unusual language in the way that poetry is always language made fresh and language that is in some way different from everyday speech, to offer that up at this tremendous, tremendous moment, this moment in history, this moment of looking forward, and that it will be a moment that other people can take as meditative as we then look forward.
Even the new vice president doesn't get to give a speech yet. You, in effect, do. All right, in the form of poetry, and it may sound silly, but let's remind Americans, poems do not have to rhyme, and that is not one of your goals. It's not too different from delivering a speech or your commentary.
I actually don't think of poetry as being commentary or think of poetry as being speech-making. I think of poetry as being more akin to song, to music, to prayer. It is providing a moment of powerful language, but that is also a moment of pause. A moment where we can take in through this distilled language all that is swirling around us on, you know, a tremendously momentous day.
Will the black experience be in that poem?
Well, I am an African-American poet, and so at the end of the day, it will be a poem that is written by an African-American poet. But what I firmly believe across culture, across time, across history, that it is by speaking out of what we know that is how we get to universal truths and universal understandings of large and complicated issues.
All right, I'll only go for one scoop here. Approximately, how long is your poem?
I can't even tell you that yet. I can't jinx it. I can't do it, but it won't be too long. Let's put it that way. Not a haiku, not an epic.
Elizabeth Alexander, who will be the poet in the inaugural ceremony, the ceremony to begin in about 15 minutes on the western steps of the Capitol. Part of our CBS News coverage, Rich Lamb of WCBS Radio is there, Rich.
We are indeed, and we've been looking down at this great throng of people. Just a few minutes ago, the Master of Ceremonies, after everybody had stood for the presentation of the colors, suggested that everybody might sit down. That drew gales of laughter from the million or so people who are standing shoulder to shoulder and foot to foot out there on the nation's lawn, the National Mall. They have nowhere to sit down. They're standing up through this whole thing and stomping their feet and warding off the cold. It is a magnificent scene, and the view they have is a wonderful one. They're looking at the west face of the Capitol, which is all decked out in red, white, and blue. Behind them, the 555-foot obelisk of the Washington Monument, and behind that, the Lincoln Memorial, which was constructed from 1914 to 1922, and at its opening, by the way, it was a segregated ceremony. The blacks were not allowed to participate fully in that. So that's one of the ironies of this day here in Washington. Peter?
Dan, Peter Mayer here. You know, Rich mentioned the Lincoln Memorial, and we really can't mention the great emancipator on this day that the first black president is being inaugurated without recalling a sad chapter in the nation's history, what's been described as the original sin of this country. Slaves helped build the White House and the very capital where Barack Obama will become president. Slave markets, in fact, many people don't realize this, dotted what is now the National Mall, where these hundreds of thousands of people are standing today. And as we await Mr. Obama's speech, we recall Lincoln's words here, with malice toward none, with charity for all, words uttered at his inauguration. Of course, today, Mr. Obama, as you mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Dan, using the same red velvet gilt-edged Bible on which Mr. Lincoln placed his hand, and this is the first time it's been used since 1865. By the way, it's called the Lincoln Bible, but it wasn't a Lincoln family Bible. It was a Bible that literally had to be borrowed on the day Mr. Lincoln was sworn in, because the family Bible was still packed with the Lincoln family's belongings making their way from Springfield, Illinois, here to the Capitol, Dan.
What you're hearing in the background is a corridor inside the Capitol building where former presidents are making their way to this ceremony now. I see the elder Bushes in matching purple scarves, George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara, and Bush 41, as he's called, the elder President Bush, has been walking with Bill Clinton, who's there with his wife Hillary Clinton, who is the designee to be the Secretary of State. By the way, we learned today that the full U.S. Senate plans to have a confirmation vote on her. And Senator Clinton is expected to be confirmed to be Secretary of State tomorrow. Right now, ceremony getting underway on the western steps of the Capitol. The formal start, just over 10 minutes away. But there is music, there has been singing, and boy, are there people. You can see the crowd from the Capitol.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter and Mrs. Rosalynn Carter.
As you hear, the Carters have arrived. Not just the elder Bushes and Bill and Hillary Clinton, former presidents, also with seats of honor at this ceremony. How many people are there on the National Mall to watch this? Some from relatively close up, some not. Well, there are 240,000 ticket holders, 28,000 have seats, and everyone else has to stand. And behind them, non-ticket holders. It's believed that today there will be more than 1,200,000 people. That was the crowd for Lyndon Baines Johnson's inauguration in 1965. That was the biggest crowd in Washington, D.C., 1.2 million in 1965. And it's widely expected that that number will be exceeded today. Right now, it's 20 minutes past the hour, the official ceremony to begin in about 10 minutes. But right now, from CBS News, let's get the latest.
The inauguration of Barack Obama. I'm Jim Taylor. Less than an hour from now, we'll have a new president.
I'm Peter Mayer on the steps of the Capitol overlooking the inaugural podium. A top aide to Barack Obama says the all-important Inauguration Day speech will begin by laying out the enormity of the task facing the nation. Officials say that the address will balance, quote, a serious and very sober tone with a dose of hope and inspiration that the nation can get through its current challenges.
Washington, D.C. police bracing for as many as 2 million people today. They got more than they could handle at the National Mall this morning. As we hear from CBS's Barry Bagnato, it was like a scene out of Woodstock when the fences came down.
On the other side of the mall from where I am, a line pushed up against 10 National Guardsmen a short time ago. It started out good-natured, but got a little heated. Finally, the Guardsmen just threw up their hands and said, "We can't hold this," and gave up. And now people are thronging through those gates.
Other gates to the mall now closed. People with tickets turned away. Others simply giving up after waiting for hours. And there are reports of some minor injuries in the sub-freezing weather. The crowds are keeping warm, though, by cheering on the president-elect's motorcade as it rolls slowly toward the Capitol. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed says it's almost like watching the wave in a stadium.
You can see the flag waving and hear the cheers just move progressively down the mall as the motorcade gets closer and closer.
I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
This is continuing coverage from CBS News of the inauguration of Barack Obama. I'm Dan Revive in Washington. You hear military trumpeters on the western steps of the Capitol, where the formal ceremony is to begin in about 8 minutes.
The 42nd President of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton, and Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Holding hands, the Clintons are coming in to, as you hear, warm applause on a very cold day. And when you look out from the Capitol over the National Mall, as far as you can see toward the Washington Monument, filled with people, so there must be at least 500,000 in that sector. And beyond the Washington Monument toward the Lincoln Memorial, even more picture, even more people, and 300,000 believed to be lining Pennsylvania Avenue to be ready for the traditional parade this afternoon. Let's hear from John Lewis, the congressman from Atlanta, who was a civil rights activist with the late Martin Luther King Jr. John Lewis spoke with CBS News correspondent Nick Young.
It is still unbelievable. It is still unreal. I cannot believe what I'm about to be a witness to just 45 years after the march from Washington in 1963. I remember standing on those steps with Martin Luther King Jr. And speaking and hearing him say, "I have a dream today, a dream deeply rooted in American dreams." And it just appeared to me that the swearing in of Barack Obama is a major down payment on making that dream real.
You know, you allude, of course, to the speech and your presence in the civil rights movement from the earliest days. And certainly in those early days, the struggle, while there was this component to it of what we could wish and hope for someday, there was, I'm sure, more modest goals for all of you.
Well, it was very simple: to end segregation and racial discrimination and public accommodation, public transportation, desegregate the schools, and win the right to vote. But we never, in my early days, never dreamed or thought that one day a person of color, an African American, would be elected president. It was the wildest thing that any of us ever thought about.
What do you think Dr. King's reaction would be?
I think Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be very proud and very pleased to see someone like a Barack Obama emerge. And no doubt, on the inauguration day when Barack Obama takes the oath of office, he would be looking down, saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah."
Dr. King, in effect, saying hallelujah from heaven. That's what Congressman John Lewis said. Let's turn to a professor of African American Studies at Temple University, Lewis Gordon. Your take on the emotion of this moment, Professor Gordon?
My take on it is that this is a moment of national and international euphoria. It's an entire globe exhaling, because for many, it's not only the trials and tribulations of the past century, but in recent times, the difficulties faced by all of us. There's great hope, there's great joy here.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato, you're on the parade route, the parade to begin in about 3 hours. Security on that route and throughout Washington, D.C. is truly extraordinary. We've never seen anything like it.
I certainly haven't in my time here, Dan. You had to go through specific checkpoints just to get down here to the parade route. There are 8,000 police officers on patrol, more than half of them from agencies outside of the District of Columbia, 10,000 or so National Guard members. The security costs are expected to exceed $150 million at a time of strained government budgets. But many of the leaders I talked to said that even while they're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, to make the security event happen, everything that they've done, they feel, is absolutely worth it on this grand occasion.
That's Barry Bagnato on the parade route, Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, Pennsylvania Avenue starts pretty much on Capitol Hill. That's where it's all happening right now. We go back to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, where this ceremony will start really soon, in about 3 minutes, Peter.
If I could use one word to sum up the feelings here, it would be anticipation. And I can see it on the faces, believe it or not, of the former presidents, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and their wives craning their necks, looking toward the door.
waiting the arrival of President-elect Obama.
You know, the new presidential daughters have just been announced. Sasha and Malia have just stepped out. The older girl wearing a blue coat, the younger wearing a pink coat. Everyone's going to say, boy, they look cute.
They certainly do. And the other day, Mr. Obama said that they were, you know, looking at some of the coverage of him. And Malia, I believe it was, said to him, oh, first black president, first African-American president. The speech better be good. So that is the kind of, probably that's the most personalized pressure that Mr. Obama has today on this day of great expectations for him. As I was saying, to watch these former presidents, especially as someone who's covered all of them all these years, is an amazing sight, Dan. They're all sitting in the same row, all with their overcoats on, talking in really an animated way, the former first couples. And they're talking with each other and with those around them.
First Lady, Mrs. Laura Bush, and the wife of the Vice President, Mrs. Liz Cheney.
Here come the outgoing First Lady and the wife of the Vice President, Laura Bush and Liz Cheney, coming out to the applause of the crowd here. All part of the symbolism of the transfer of power on this day, Dan. You know, this is one day when partisan politics is really and truly, we can honestly say, set aside.
I know that WCBS's Rich Lamb is with you on the western steps of the Capitol. Rich, can you just take a moment to look out at the crowd, as thick as anyone would have predicted? I mean, anyone who thought that everyone would show up.
You know, Dan, I have to tell you, I have covered some huge events in my time. The Pope's funeral in Rome, the concerts and protests in Central Park. This crowd is just bigger than anything I have seen. The numbers are just fantastic. They're just standing shoulder to shoulder as far as the eye can see. You can see about a mile to the Washington Monument, 2 miles back to the Lincoln Memorial. It's just an amazing crowd. By the way, we see Martin Luther King III up on the platform there, and you can only wonder what his father would be thinking at this moment in time as the first African-American president is about to be sworn in.
We're listening to the scene on the western steps of the Capitol. The ceremony is scheduled to begin in, about 30 seconds if it's on time. And at high noon in half an hour here in Washington, D.C., the 44th president of the United States is scheduled to take the oath of office and to take the reins of power, democratically elected, in our democratically governed great country. We're listening to the scene from the Capitol. You hear the crowds. From CBS News, this is the inauguration of Barack Obama. I'm Dan Revive in Washington. You can hear the crowds that have gathered on the National Mall within sight of the Capitol. They see the dome behind them. They see the Washington Monument. There must be a million people there. And even beyond the Washington Monument, farther away, crowds are still arriving on the National Mall for a ceremony just getting underway. I hear people chanting Obama. The ceremony is to begin with the San Francisco Boys Chorus and the San Francisco Girls Chorus singing together. Many in the crowd are waving small American flags. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, you're on the western steps of the Capitol.
Actually, Dan, the oath will be administered at 11:56. You know why?
I really want to know. Earlier than 12, I'm surprised.
The president's term ends at high noon, and it's very important to have the next president officially sworn in before then to technically and constitutionally assure that there will be the transfer of power in flow at that time. So at 12 noon, George Bush is officially off the job as president, and Barack Obama will already have been sworn in. Joe Biden will have been sworn in, and the new administration, in effect, will be in office. Right now, a lot of people chit-chatting there on the platform, waiting for the announced arrival of Barack Obama. Of course, we know he is inside the Capitol, And how many times have we said over the past 2 years, going back to the day we covered the February 2007 announcement of his candidacy, that this is the speech of Barack Obama's life? We said it then. We said it, so many people covering said it at the convention with his acceptance speech and the speech, the famous speech that he made on race relations. And each time, hey, this is the speech of Barack Obama's life. This one really is.
AM 760, inauguration coverage, brought to you by Mike Turner, Scott Henderson Law Firm.
Line the National Mall, that's where emergency medical teams have been standing by. Hypothermia, because, Peter, it's really cold there.
Yeah, when we arrived here this morning, the temperature before the sun came up, and by the way, Michelle Obama has just been announced here, the temperature was 19 with a wind chill of 8. It's in the low 20s now, but a very welcome sunshine now over the crowd. And a lot of people here are very, very pleased to be feeling that. I can tell you we are up on this platform just 100 or so feet away from the podium and the microphone where Barack Obama will be taking the oath and addressing the nation. We see Jill Biden and Michelle Obama coming in now. Mrs. Obama with a kiss on the cheek for former Vice President Al Gore. And she is elated and excited, and a big hug for Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And she's also acknowledging the other former presidents, former President Bush and Carter and their wives here. How many of these things has George H.W. Bush witnessed over the years? And this is the first time in two decades that we will not be having a Bush or a Clinton in the White House.
But you certainly have many Bushes and at least two Clintons on stage there in the very front VIP seats to witness this handover that everyone calls historic. The fact that the first African-American president of the United States is to be sworn in about 20 minutes from now.
Right. And as you were mentioning with Professor Bose earlier, this has been a very, very smooth transition. George W. Bush put out the order even before the election, saying no matter who is elected, this has to be businesslike and smooth. The first post 9/11 transfer of power. They've had exercises to discuss the potential emergencies that could confront the incoming administration. There, of course, was the luncheon, Barack Obama's idea, the luncheon of all the former presidents with Barack Obama. And George W. Bush later saying there will come the moment when it hits Barack Obama that he is the president of the United States. It could come when he walks into the Oval Office or the moment he says, so help me God, here this morning, or perhaps when he hears Hail to the Chief in his honor for the first time.
Peter Mayer, for listeners just joining us, what have you learned about what the new president will say in his inaugural address, which begins in less than half an hour?
Well, some of the top aides had been talking to reporters and some of our colleagues at CBS News before the speech. He will open by outlining what he sees as the enormity of the task, of the challenge facing the country. We're told that the speech balances what's described by one of his aides as a serious and very sober tone with a full dose of hope and inspiration, Dan. And interestingly enough, this top aide says that the thought processes for this speech for Barack Obama really came together on Thanksgiving. And now we hear ruffles and flourishes. President George W. Bush will be introduced, and let's listen to what happens here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, the Honorable George Walker Bush, and the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, accompanied by Senate Republican Leader Senator Mitch McConnell, Senator Robert Bennett, House Republican Leader Representative John Boehner, and Secretary for the Minority, David Chiappa.
I saw you up there.
The outgoing president of the United States, George W. Bush, is shaking hands with a lot of people as he walks down the blue carpeted steps from the Capitol building toward the lectern. He'll get to witness Barack Obama being sworn in as the next president, but right now it's a last hurrah for the 43rd president, George W. Bush. WCBS's Rich Lamb, what are you seeing from a few yards away?
We're watching as Mr. Bush makes his way down the aisle, shaking hands. He's coming up now. He's shaking hands with President Clinton and with Senator Clinton. We can tell you that Bush 41, he just shook hands with his father. His father is wearing a big fur hat. Mr. Clinton has his shock of white hair exposed. He has no hat on. Jimmy Carter is looking very cool in a pair of dark glasses over there. I'm telling you, that's all of the ex-presidents over there standing in a row. And Mr. Bush making his way along the aisle, continuing to shake hands, enjoying his final moments as chief executive of the United States.
Fashion notes about men in their 80s, former presidents who can wear and do just about anything they want to.
That's one of his favorite hats that he likes to wear up at his house at Kennebunkport, Maine. He likes to take these power walks on the beach, although he's on a cane now. But I've traipsed after him on the beach in the cold of February, Dan, and he always wears this hat, and he gets a big kick out of the reaction that he gets from it. But right now we are awaiting the penultimate moment here as Barack Obama is introduced. And I hope they have the seismographs going over at the U.S. Geologic Survey, because when he is announced, there is going to be a rock and roll on the Washington Mall, that's for sure.
I noticed that Dick Cheney, the outgoing vice president, has taken his place. He's in a wheelchair.
Inaugural coordinator for the Joint Congressional Committee.
Let me explain. Dick Cheney is in a wheelchair because he strained some back muscles, his office says, while lifting some boxes, part of his move yesterday. Dick Cheney, who will turn 68 late this month, is in a wheelchair for this, the inauguration ceremony. As we hear, senior members of Congress, part of the inauguration committee, are approaching and about to exit the Capitol building is President-elect Barack Obama. He is, in effect, standing alone. The members of Congress who are escorting him are in front of him, two by two, and then the president-elect alone. He's wearing a dark overcoat, a red tie. Who knows what's going on in his mind? He looks serious.
Of the United States, Joseph R. Biden, Jr.
There are about 28,000 people who have seats. They've got tickets that bring them seats. And then about 210,000 people have standing room only tickets. And beyond that, hundreds of thousands of people, Americans who've come to see this, many are waving small flags. You can see it in the distance. Joe Biden shaking hands and kisses on the cheek being exchanged. Peter Mayer, take it. You can see it.
Well, Dan, this is truly the start of the great inaugural pageant. This scene, the very symbol of peaceful transition of power in our country, the president and the president-elect on the same platform. It also underscores the amazing Barack Obama story. Just think, just about 2 years ago, when he announced what some viewed as his unlikely candidacy, Barack Obama was living in a tiny apartment just a few blocks away from here. I imagine one of these days there'll be a historic plaque on that apartment. He told our friends at 60 Minutes that he was often teased that he was the only senator who had a worse apartment than his 25-year-old staffers. Well, tomorrow, Mr. Obama will wake up in the White House. It is just quite a story indeed. Even though we've had a chance to absorb it all, those who supported him and those who did not, since Election Day and that momentous night at Grant Park. President George W. Bush, as is his habit, is sort of rocking back and forth on his toes. You know, he has this sort of a impatient look. He's shrugging his shoulders and talking to the people around him. He's standing at center stage, and he's got about 19 minutes left in office. And I would imagine that his thoughts are in Crawford, Texas right now, where he will be traveling later today, first to Midland, Texas, his home base, where he and Mrs. Bush lived after they were first married, where he started his own political career. They'll be choppering out of here today, going to Andrews Air Force Base, and flying on a plane from the Air Force One fleet, but course, today it won't be called Air Force One because it only has that designation when the president's on board. But President Bush scanning the crowd, familiar faces, people he's worked with and people he's probably worked against over the past 8 years, sort of probably taking a mental role. And even he is looking out at the vast crowd here, too. It's just quite a sight. Listen.
The President-elect, Staff Director for the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Howard Gantman, the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms.
And when Barack Obama comes out just below the Capitol Dome, we'll shift to our correspondent who's in the crowd about half a mile away. But let's listen to the introduction of Barack Obama.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Senate Majority Leader, Senator Harry Reid. House Majority Leader, Representative Steny Hoyer. House Republican Leader, Representative John Boehner.
Those are the escorts for President-elect Obama. The Democrats, who pretty much control Congress, seem to be in the lead. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, shaking hands. But their Republican counterparts are with them, too. It's a bipartisan event, this peaceful transfer of power.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, Barack H. Obama.
Stepping out now from the Capitol building, the first chance for the ticket holders who have seats that are close enough to see him with the naked eye, and for the hundreds of thousands who are far away watching if they can on Jumbotron screens. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan, you're about half a mile away from the Capitol, but with a crowd of people who've been there for many hours in the cold, Steve.
And Dan, they just exploded with joy, cheering loudly, waving American flags of all sizes, many of them very small, but some are quite big. Just thrilled to see the president-elect take the stage, and they've been cheering when they've seen him on the Jumbotrons before, getting in and out of cars and walking his way here. But to see him out on the stage, a major cheer went up, and everybody now anticipating this ceremony and his speech.
Sunny, temperatures in the high 20s, it's windy, so it feels really cold. The people out there, well, they've been cheering with a great warmth. Back to the Capitol now, correspondent Peter Mayer and WCBS's Rich Lamb. Go ahead.
Well, no overcoat for Barack Obama out here today, Dan. He is wearing a dark suit coat, shaking hands now with former President George H.W. Bush, with Hillary and Bill Clinton. And the crowd now asked to be seated. And Mr. Obama takes his seat as this ceremony is about to begin, Dan.
We're looking at Hillary Clinton and wondering what might be going through her mind. Obviously, she was Barack Obama's biggest competitor for the Democratic nomination, and she well thought she might be in his position today.
The woulda, coulda, shoulda crowd. A lot of politicians on stage. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, chair of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies.
Vice President, Mr. President-elect, and Vice President-elect, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inauguration of the 44th President of the United States of America. The world is watching today as our great democracy engages in this peaceful transition of power. Here on the National Mall, where we remember the founders of our nation and those who fought to make it free, we gather to etch another line in the solid stone of history. The freedom of a people to choose its leaders is the root of liberty. In a world where political strife is too often settled with violence, we come here every 4 years to bestow the power of the presidency upon our democratically elected leader. Those who doubt the supremacy of the ballot over the bullet can never diminish the power engendered by nonviolent struggles for justice and equality, like the one that made this day possible. No triumph tainted by brutality could ever match the sweet victory of this hour and of what it means to those who marched and died to make it a reality. Our work is not yet finished, but future generations will mark this morning as the turning point for real and necessary change in our nation. They will look back and remember that this was the moment when the dream that once echoed across history from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial finally reached the walls of the White House. In that spirit, we today not only inaugurate a new administration, we pledge ourselves to the hope, the vision, the unity, and the renewed call to greatness inspired by the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama. Thank you, and God bless America. At this time, I call upon Dr. Rick Warren, pastor of the Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, to provide the invocation.
You probably know the selection of Pastor Warren was considered controversial. It was Barack Obama's choice. A smiling Rick Warren comes now to the lectern.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, everything we see and everything we can't see exists because of you alone. It all comes from you. It all belongs to you. It all exists for your glory. History is your story. The scripture tells us, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And you are the compassionate and merciful one. And you are loving to everyone you have made." Now today, we rejoice not only in America's peaceful transfer of power for the 44th time. We celebrate a hinge point of history with the inauguration of our first African-American President of the United States. We are so grateful to live in this land, a land of unequaled possibility, where the son of an African immigrant can rise to the highest level of our leadership. And we know today that Dr. King and a great cloud of witnesses are shouting in heaven. Give to our new president, Barack Obama, the wisdom to lead us with humility, the courage to lead us with integrity, the compassion to lead us with generosity. Bless and protect him, his family, Vice President Biden, the cabinet, and every one of our freely elected leaders. Help us, O God, to remember that we are Americans, united not by race or religion or blood, but to our commitment to freedom and justice for all. When we focus on ourselves, when we fight each other, when we forget you, forgive us. When we presume that our greatness and our prosperity is ours alone, forgive us. When we fail to treat our fellow human beings and all the earth with the respect that they deserve, forgive us. As we face these difficult days ahead, may we have a new birth of clarity in our aims, responsibility in our actions, humility in our approaches, and civility in our attitudes, even when we differ. Help us to share, to serve, and to seek the common good of all. May all people of goodwill today join together to work for a more just, a more healthy, and a more prosperous nation and a peaceful planet. And may we never forget that one day all nations and all people will stand accountable before you. We now commit our new president and his wife, Michelle, and his daughters, Malia and Sasha, into your loving care. I humbly ask this in the name of the one who changed my life, Yeshua, Isa, Jesus, Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The invocation was by Pastor Rick Warren. Hear the crowd reacting.
So pleased to introduce world-renowned musical artist Aretha Franklin to sing My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Aretha Franklin making her way now to the main microphone on the western steps of the Capitol here in Washington, D.C. on this very cold, somewhat windy but sunny day. Huge crowd. Aretha Franklin singing on the western steps of the Capitol.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
That's Dianne Feinstein, now calling Robert Bennett to the microphone.
It is my great honor to introduce Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, John Paul Stevens, who will give the oath of office, administer the oath of office to the Vice President-elect. Will you all please stand?
Here in Washington, D.C., 3 minutes before 12 noon, at 12 o'clock, the Obama-Biden administration officially takes over, whether or not Mr. Obama has taken his oath of office. The Biden family gathering now.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you, Mr. Justice.
The Associate Justice John Paul Stevens, age 88, has administered the oath of office to the new Vice President of the United States, former Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. And from Joe Biden to his family, his wife Jill and his children, kisses. And Joe Biden raises his arms almost like, hey, it's done, to a lot of his colleagues in the Senate, now former colleagues, though he will, as Vice President, be President of the Senate. We're 1 minute away from 12 noon here in Washington, D.C. in our CBS News coverage. A handshake from Mr. Biden with Mr. Obama in the front row.
It is my pleasure to introduce a unique musical performance. Mr. Itzhak Perlman, violinist. Anthony McGee.